5 Weeks of Campaign focused like a laser beam on fighting for the middle class and those struggling to make it. I put out 2 books of new ideas, 125 of them in fact. Everything from restoring discipline in our schools to creating a single-payer health plan. Look, powerful voices have made it clear from the very beginning they didn't want me to win. But this isn't about what they want. They've gotten their way for far too long. If you give me the chance, I will fight for you and your family every single day.
So, let's see. He, Anthony Weiner, says he wants to restore discipline in our schools. Shall I ask a question? Now, you know, this leads us to this discussion that I'm going to have with you today, amongst others, on the Savage Nation, about the low level of politicians that America seems to attract. I don't know if this is the same worldwide. I know that some of the worst people on the planet have become politicians. Hitler, Mussolini, Napoleon, Stalin come to mind, Pol Pot. They were politicians. Now, you say, well, okay, that was then, this is now. I remember when I was in graduate school, there was a, I don't know what she was, a college professor. And there were many discussions with us grad students. And one of them was how the political world never attracted the best people. She said with a sneer, people, let's say, of the alpha level never go into politics. By and large, it's people at a much lower level. Now, I don't know whether she's probably a very liberal woman, but it didn't matter. But it's still true. I'm going to give you an example. We're talking about the alpha and omega of people. People, you've got Anthony Weiner, a sick man, a very ill man. He belongs in a mental hospital. He's still running for office. He has no shame. Mommy and daddy never taught him he could do wrong. He says he's going to restore discipline in our schools. Any sane man would have withdrawn and never be seen from again. He would have opened a Carvel stand in Mongolia rather than continue with this. But, okay, now you have the opposite of Anthony Weiner in a man like Jonas Salk, who discovered the polio vaccine and did not patent it. He wanted to donate it for humanity. I don't think you see, there are no men like that left in the world anymore. Forbes had a great article. How much money did Jonas Salk potentially forfeit by not patenting the polio vaccine? Now, compare a Jonas Salk to an Anthony Weiner on one scale of the alpha and omega of human beings. And now let's look at the Jonas Salk who gave away a thing like that, and I'll come up with the number in a minute of what he would have made had he patented it like the greedy scum in the sciences today, compared with all of the greed balls in the universities today who give nothing, nothing to the betterment of humankind. It's all about getting ahead at the public dime. Salk, Jonas Salk, did not patent the polio vaccine. Did you know that? He would have been richer by $7 billion if he had patented his vaccine. How did they arrive at this number? We'll get back to that a little later on the Savage Nation. In the interim, we're going to go to some of the heaviest stories on the Savage program today. The phone number here, I got to give that out, 855-400-7282 on this Blue Monday. 855-400-7282. I know many of you say, you know what, Mike, it's summer. Can we have some childhood stories such as Love by the Sewer Plant? Or let us say, everyone asks me about Dead Man's Pants. I actually wore them. And I suppose one day I'll wear them again, as will we all. But the thing is I actually wore Dead Man's Pants. People love childhood stories. We're gonna talk about them later on. And then we're going to talk about the goofballs in the White House and in other avenues of government who now want to well, did you hear what the goofball in the White House did now? Remember this wonderful man, Obama, the basketball player in the White House, who sent our Navy SEALs to their doom in an old helicopter, a Vietnam-era helicopter. Remember that little story? He killed more Navy SEALs either through incompetence or God knows why else by packing them all aboard an old helicopter, not a Huey, excuse me, an old, fat, slow-flying Sea Cow, and it was shot down, or it was shot down from within. We don't know. Obama did that to them. He put him on old equipment, right? Do you know how he sent his dog to Martha's Vineyard? After he flew there on Air Force One, after his wife and kids flew there on Air Force Two, this guy had the nerve to send Bo, a dog, to Martha's Vineyard aboard one of the latest combat aircraft in our arsenal, an Osprey. I'm not making this up. Any other president would be impeached on the spot for such a slap in the face to our military and to the nation. Let me repeat it. All of you good liberals, you should be ashamed of yourselves, but you have no shame. You're just like Anthony Weiner. You're all on medication one way or the other. Either you're on marijuana or you're on antipsychotic medication. Your boss, Barack Obama, your hero, Chairman Mao Obama took his dog and sent him to Martha's Vineyard aboard an Osprey helicopter. That's after the SEALs were sent to their death aboard a Vietnam-era helicopter. No, things are not really that good in America. They've never been worse. Never in history have we had such low lives in such high places. Never in the history of this country have we had so many low lives in such high places. It's shocking. Again, I got to tell you, I wake up every day and say, maybe I'm overly harsh. Maybe I'm being paranoid. Maybe Obama's not really as negative as I think he is. Maybe I'm projecting my view of him on him when it's not really him. I ask myself this every day. I ask the question of myself every day. I dare ask it. I don't have to get up here and tell you I'm 100% sure that what I'm telling you is true. Let you decide that. So I'll say to you again, I ask myself every day, maybe the guy really is an altruist. Maybe he really does care about America. Maybe he really does care about the downtrodden. And yet every day I see evidence to the contrary. I use a key word, evidence to the contrary. Evidence is the operational word. How can you sit there and believe for one more minute that this charlatan, this fraud, this con man in the White House cares anything about anyone but himself when he spits in the face of America and the troops by sending a dog to Martha's Vineyard aboard an Osprey helicopter? Doesn't it offend you? No, I think America's past the fence. If we could have a low-life sewer rat like Anthony Weiner still running for office, if we could have a gutter rat like Anthony Weiner not withdrawing from the race, what do you expect from any of them? Here's another schmuck in New York, Peter King. For years, I thought the guy was typical Paul, Irish type, steam fitter type, longshoreman, loved him. Then all of a sudden, he started to go to the left over the last 6 months. Then he starts to support spying on Americans. Then he calls Snowden a traitor. Now the schmuck, Peter King, thinks he can be president. I swear to God. What are these people doing? Where do they eat? I'd like to be able to eat in the same restaurant. I'd like to know what they're drinking to get their minds in such a state that they could think anybody would ever vote for them. Well, I'll slow down. It's the beginning of the show. It's Blue Monday on the Savage Nation. We had men like Jonas Salk when I grew up. He was a hero of mine. I remember Albert Schweitzer, Jonas Salk. These were gods to me. Where are they today? Where have they gone? Jonas Salk could have made $7 billion if he had patented his vaccine. Another man you never heard of, Eric Hoffer, one of my heroes, died about 5 years ago, MD, PhD. He discovered that niacin reduces cholesterol way before there were anti-cholesterol drugs that acted in a similar manner, which are patented and make billions of dollars for pharmaceutical companies. Yes, that's right. High doses of niacin will do the exact same thing in a less toxic manner. He also did not patent it. He gave it to humanity because he felt that mankind deserved it. The oral polio vaccine. Can you believe this? Now, Albert Sabin came up with a polio vaccine shortly after Jonas Salk, which he said was more effective. Nobody knows if that's true. But here's the important thing to remember. Sabin also did not patent his polio vaccine. Why? Both of them donated their discoveries for the benefit of mankind. Salk developed an intravenous killed virus vaccine. Sabin developed an oral live weakened one. And so the important thing to remember is that these people saved millions of people from the horrors of polio, and they didn't make a dime off of it. Jonas Salk could have made $7 billion. Albert Sabin could have made, they say, between $1.3 and $1.7 billion. Can you believe this? Where are the Salks and the Sabins of our generation? Shall I go a step further? Where are the military leaders like General Patton in our generation? Shall I go a step further? Where are the presidents like even Dwight D. Eisenhower in my generation? Where are attorney generals of any integrity in my generation? Well, I can go on and on. I think you got the answer. Now, as I speak, your attorney general, the man who was made famous by sending machine guns to Mexico, amongst other wonderful benefits for humanity, none other than Eric Holder, who never met a criminal he didn't like, is appearing before the worst minds of our generation in San Francisco. That's right. The American Bar Association has the nerve to pollute my city by coming here and eating in my restaurants and drinking in my bars polluting the city with their mentality, with their low tips. And who is speaking to them? Perhaps the biggest lawbreaker in the land, Eric Holder. The phone number is 855-400-7282. If that's not enough for you, there's much more to come right here on the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Look, you know you're in trouble when you're at the big box store looking for window coverings, and the same person who sold you sprinklers last month and a barbecue last week is now telling you on designer trends and window shutters. Well, yeah, I don't think so. That's why I only trust Blinds.com for designer blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Not only do you get prices lower than those big box stores, you're going to also get free advice from over 100 home decorator experts and free online videos that make giving any room that model home look in about 20 minutes. It's very easy, even by yourself. Or if you prefer, they'll send over a pro installer to do it for you. Even if you mismeasure, unlikely, they'll remake it for free. So hurry and save an extra 20 to 25% off top brands now. And as if giving you free color samples, free shipping, and zero sales tax in most states isn't enough, they're also giving away $5,000 in cash. Go to Blinds.com for details, where prices crush home improvement store prices. Blinds.com, Blinds.com, go to Blinds.com.
Sometimes in life, you just get lucky. You know, like when you slide into that rock star parking spot right by the door, get a great table at a hot new restaurant, or find $20 in a pair of jeans you just took out of the dryer. But counting on luck doesn't always work. Especially when it comes to important things, like protecting your identity and the identities of your children. Just ask the 12.6 million people who were identity theft victims last year. Well, the good news is that now you can do something about it for less than a dollar a day with top-rated identity theft protection from Identity Guard, recently rated best in prevention. Just go to identityguard.com/dollar and get it for less than a dollar a day. Act now, and you'll also get free protection for your kids, the latest targets for identity thieves. Top-rated identity theft protection for you and your kids for less than a dollar a day. Get it now at identityguard.com/dollar. That's identityguard.com/dollar.
Here's a traffic major signal alert on Highway 85 South San Jose, southbound after Almaden Expressway. Crash, all lanes reportedly blocked right now. Injuries involved. Traffic at a standstill backing up towards Highway 17. As a matter of fact, now it's back to Saratoga Avenue, southbound 17. That was already slow. It's bumper to bumper 280 past the 85 interchange towards about Lark Avenue. Northbound 680 slow over the Sunol grade from about Durham to Andrade. I'm Dave Fowler, South Talk 560 KSFO.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. We're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free, get two free gifts, and free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-620-4646. That's 1-800-620-4646.
Hi, I'm Diane Caridou. I'm a senior Medicare Patrol volunteer. Our program, sponsored by Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, helps seniors learn to protect themselves from Medicare frauds and scams. For instance, if you're a Medicare beneficiary and you're approached with an offer of free medical equipment or services, watch out. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Call 1-800-MEDICARE to report it. And go to stopmedicarefraud.gov to find lots of useful tips and important information about new fraud-fighting tools that Medicare now has thanks to the health care law. New resources to help law enforcement crack down on criminals and return taxpayer dollars to the Medicare trust funds. And how you can get involved in the fight against fraud. Go to stopmedicarefraud.gov and help make Medicare stronger for all of us. A Metis Department of Health and Human Services.
Did you know your ugly, cracked, stained, embarrassing driveway, patio, or walkway can actually earn you money? I'm Larry Green, CEO of System Pavers, America's number one designer and installer of elegant outdoor living systems. This summer, love your home again and turn your old hardscapes into big savings with our free demolition and instant recycling cash credit. Call System Pavers today at 877-PAVE-002 and you'll save like never before, because we'll demolish and remove remove your old ugly concrete, brick, or asphalt for free and give you an instant recycling cash credit toward our beautiful interlocking pavers, SP Turf, custom-built-in barbecues, fire pits, and wonderful outdoor lighting. This could add up to hundreds, even thousands in savings, but you must call now at 877-PAVE-002. Don't wait. Our free demolition, removal, and instant recycling credit only applies to new jobs for completion by August 31st. 877-PAVE-002, 877-PAVE-002, or systempavers.com.
Tackling the subjects they told you never to talk about on the only conservative station in the Bay Area. Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
It's all night and a drink of rum.
We like come and we want go home.
Stack banana till the morning come.
Daylight come and we wanna go home.
Come, Mr. Tallyman.
He's an advisor to the president. This banana head. This left-wing banana head. Harry Belafronte. Harry Belafronte is an advisor to the Obama administration. I guess they all grew up watching the movie Burn with Marlon Brando, because that's how they're behaving. But the big story to me is, well, there's many big stories. A story that's big to me is the fact that this president put his dog on an Osprey helicopter to fly. Romney had a dog on the roof of his car, I don't know, 40 years ago. They made it a story that went on for a year. Do you remember that? Well, the rats in the media, I don't have any other word for them. They're like rats with suits on and eyes. The rats in the media, 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 the rats in You remember that show? It came out on a Friday night. Since I have the last word in talk radio every day, that Friday night, which I believe was August 2nd, we looked it up. We have the calendar here. Let's see. I'm going to give you the date. The threat was August 2nd, Friday night. I came on the air, and what I said to you was this. I said to you, I have to find the exact thing. I don't want to misquote myself. Well, I said I don't trust them. I have no reason to trust this government. None whatsoever. Nothing this government has ever done has instilled trust in me. Do you remember what I said to you, yes or no? Raise your hand if you remember that old Professor Savage looked him right in the eye. Well, you know what came out today? That I was right. My skepticism was 100% based in fact. A high-ranking Yemeni security official has told McClatchy News that the Obama administration's recently announced terror threat, which supposedly targeted U.S. embassies, quote, had no basis in fact and was manufactured merely to dampen opposition to drone strikes. Now, what did I say to you? Do you remember what I said to you? This article just came out in InfoWars by Paul Joseph Watson. It was on the Drudge Report this morning. But I, Michael Savage, said it to you first verbally on this show 10 days ago. I want you to listen to what I said then. Listen. God bless America. I don't know if we can survive this big lie. Welcome to the program. Do you believe them? Do you believe this terror alert is real, or is it an attempt to justify Obama's spying on innocent American citizens? No reason to believe that this terror threat is real. They're closing the embassies, so they're saying, see, now, we have to spy on you. And look what we did. We just found out that Al-Qaeda is about to attack us. We're going to save you again. So now if it doesn't happen, they'll say they stopped it. If it does happen, they'll say, well, we try to stop it. But we certainly will learn that it's important that they continue to spy on innocent American citizens. I mean, why is this threat real or not? I have to ask you again. Let me rewind the tape. You know what I'm talking about? Am I the only person in the media who is skeptical of the administration? I doubt it. Am I the only person in the media who's asking the question, thinking to yourself? You're not speaking out loud. You're not thinking these thoughts. I'm thinking these thoughts, and I'm projecting them through the miracle of the microphone and electrons into your brain. I asked it. I didn't trust it. As you know, there were no terror attacks, no terror events, yet the entire rat media, I'll use the word again until I have to stop using it. I will never stop using it. The rat media took a hook, line, and sinker and ran with it and spit it in our faces and told us, terror threat, terror threat, terror threat, terror threat, terror threat, embassy's closing, embassy's closing. Don't fly, terror threat, terror threat. The next day, Shane McCain and Lindsey Graham cracker go over, I don't know where they go, to Syria, wherever, to Egypt. I said, how could there be a worldwide travel alert and they're flying? Nothing makes sense. Everything's a lie coming out of this administration. Nothing is real. So it comes out today that a high-ranking Yemeni official, speaking on the condition of anonymity, said that this threat had no basis in fact, with the source bemusedly attributing, quote, media reports about imminent terror strikes to a single official's comments, which he cast as a misguided attempt at shifting public opinion in the face of increasing and unpopular American drone strikes. So what did I say to you? I said, what, one moron in the Middle East sent an email and they all needed a box of the pens and shut embassies? No, that's not why they did it. They did it to scare you so you'd think that their spying on Americans was necessary. I was right, you're wrong. That's all. It's that simple. I was right, and those of you who believed in Obama were wrong.
Savage.
Hey, I'm Michael Savage. Why have I been telling you to call 1-800-LESS-GAS? Why? Because your vehicle can get 22% better mileage. That's why. 22% better mileage. A study by Federal Consumer Protection backs it up. 1-800-LESS-GAS. Government test data describes it as very effective. It exceeds mileage guarantees, and it has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. These are amazing reports. They're real, and that's why I want you to call 1-800-LESS-GAS, especially now. The inventor and his product have received the attention of Motor Trend Magazine, Popular Science, and Popular Mechanics. He's even met with General Motors. Listen, this product has a positive 30-year track record, and it's made in the USA. That's right, made in America, not China. 22% better mileage. Call 1-800-LESS-GAS. That's 1-800-537-7427. 1-800-537-7427. Get up to 22% better mileage. Just call 800-LESS-GAS now.
Good afternoon. I'm Dave Fowler. Sound Talk 560 KSFO. Southbound 85 after Almaden Expressway had a crash. Injuries involved, blocking all lanes. Looks like at least one or two lanes have been reopened. Traffic still backed up, though, before Saratoga Avenue. Southbound 17 getting better now, but it's still slow from before Camden Avenue as you head towards Lark. San Francisco slow into town from about the island into San Francisco. Lower deck, not bad. The worst of it, eastbound 80 from the 101 split onto the lower deck. Still slow getting to the Benicia Bridge, probably an issue with the toll plaza there, northbound 680 from Pacheco Boulevard to the pay gates themselves. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Brought to you by the Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk. Check out Jump City live on the beach at the Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk. This is your last chance to enjoy this supercharged show jam-packed with urban percussion, hip-hop, dance, and acrobatics. Two free shows Sunday through Thursday. For information and showtimes, visit beachboardwalk.com.
All of us at Cash Call are really excited because we're now offering a 15-year fixed-rate mortgage at 3.375% rate and APR with absolutely no points or fees of any kind. That's right, 3.375%. And if you just make the scheduled monthly payments on time, your home will be free and clear in just 15 years. Are you kidding me? Who wouldn't want that? Look, even if you refinance in the last few years, why not invest a little time to put more savings in your pocket every month for the next 15 years? Run to the phone and call 866-590-CASH, and we'll run the numbers and tell you exactly what you save. So don't be a dummy. Save the money. So call 866-590-CASH for 3.375%. 15-year money today. That's 866-590-CASH. 866-590-CASH. 866-590-CASH.
Cash Call, Inc., Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates subject to change without notice. Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lender Law License, NMLS 38512.
When you're in the hospital for surgery, you're asked a lot of questions by a lot of different people, all of whom have your well-being in mind. The success of your anesthesia experience depends on how completely you answer the confidential questions asked by your certified registered nurse anesthetist. Be honest about your medical history, whether you smoke, drink, take drugs, or have been dieting. Your safety depends on it. A public service message from the American Association of Nurse Anesthetists.
My company designed that sound for a horror film, but I like to play it when I did accounting, invoicing, or scary admin stuff. But now, using Sage One, I played this sound.
Sage One is the simple online app that makes accounting easy, so you can get back to what you love faster. Go from to time is money. Be stingy with it. Visit BeStingy.com now for a free month of Sage One.
Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies. After attending seminar, you may be contacted by representative Pat Vitucci, California Insurance License Number 0758212. Brian Sussman is not an NPC representative.
You do not want to outlive your retirement income, and there are ways to help protect your assets and avoid investment mistakes that you can do right now. I'm Brian Sussman. I'd like you to join me with financial advisor Pat Vitucci at a special financial workshop Tuesday, August 13th in Pleasant Hill, or Thursday, the 15th in San Mateo, both at 7 p.m. Pat can help you build a solid, comfortable financial game plan to suit your lifestyle as you grow older. Again, financial seminar Tuesday, the 13th at the Hyatt House in Pleasant Hill at 7 p.m., or Thursday, the 15th at the Marriott in San Mateo, also at 7 p.m. No cost, no obligation, but call to reserve a seat. 800-472-8305, 800-472-8305, or on the web, don'tinvestandforget.com.
Mike Huckabee.
You can't go and poke the eyes out of the other side every day and then walk in and say, oh, by the way, we really love you guys and we'd like to work with you.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much of love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill.
I guess the number one story that America is talking about tonight, at least on this show, admittedly it's not all of America. Most of America is narcotized on medication or illegal drugs or shopping. I don't know what they're on. Sending a dog to Martha's Vineyard in an Osprey helicopter after having sent our SEALs to their death in a Vietnam-era slow-flying cow. Impeachable. Impeachable. If a man of this level of egomania and megalomania and, by the way, viciousness is not called out for this by the media, I am telling you, anything is possible in this country. Anything is possible over the next 3.5 years if this arrogant president is not forced to answer to the people. He can do anything he wants. Is that the country you want to live in? Do you want to live in a country where a crazy man could be in the White House and do anything he wants without question because the rats in the media goose-step to his commands? Well, that's not what you have yet, but you will very shortly. Somebody has to say something. And it's still legal to criticize the president, is it not? Or has that become illegal according to the Gestapo? I don't know. I don't know what's legal or illegal anymore. But, you know, I'm living like the word I'm looking for is like 1 foot in the world, 1 foot out of the world. Living well is the best revenge? No. Living well is the only thing. It's not even the best revenge. Living well is all there is. There's nothing else. Never mind living well is the best revenge. That has no meaning. That was stated by some rich old woman who inherited the money. I worked for my living. So I don't say living well is the best revenge. I say living well is, period. That's the end of the story. That's the guru. This keeps up, I'm going to leave radio, and I'm going to set up an ashram in Oregon, and I'm just going to get robes. I'm going to get some kind of robes. No more media. No interruptions. No breaks. No stop sets. Nothing. And you can donate your house, your car, and your dog to the ashram, and we'll all sit around chanting with each other. And I'll teach you the 7 steps to happiness. That's the next incarnation. If this keeps up, I'm going to leave radio. I'm going to leave politics. Because if there's no effect upon the political world, if I have to listen to another old white man in radio complaining about Hillary Clinton one more day, I'm going to say, what's the point of all this? Have you listened to these people from morning till night? Republicans are our only hope. Democrats are our only non-hope. Republicans good, Democrats bad. All day long, every day, day in and day out, who listens to that? Without any specificity, every day, all day long, and they wonder why talk radio is dying, except in a few small pockets like this one. This show's not dying. I have astronomical ratings. What does that tell you? I mean, many of you could be doing other things. You could be watching bad television. I don't know what you could be doing. It's late at night on the East Coast. Normal people are, I don't know what they're doing. They're in AA or something, or sexual recovery, sexual anonymity. So here you're listening to this show. You have other options. You could be on the internet. You could listen to talk radio, but say, oh, no one's listening to conservative talk radio. It's a bunch of old white men. Yeah, well, guess what? I'm proud of it. I worked for every year I have. I worked for every gray hair I have. I'm proud to be an older white male. I transfused my blood into this country. I transfused my soul into this nation. What, should I apologize? Because I don't have a tattoo on my behind? You want me to apologize because I don't wear my pants under my underwear? You want me to apologize because I can't dribble a basketball? I won't do it. I won't do it. Let them be invited to the White House. I don't care. I wouldn't go there if they invited me. I feel like Groucho Marx. I wouldn't attend the club that invited me to become a member. Yeah, I remember when Bush invited all the conservatives to the White House and I wasn't invited. And they all said, oh, no, we're not water carriers for the Republican Party. Then what were you doing in the White House? Huh? Mr. R and Mr. H and all the rest of you. You are nothing but water carriers for the White House. You always have been. That's how you got where you are. That's how you made your fortunes. You represented the status quo while pretending you didn't. So here I be, living in two worlds. A transitional state between reality and unreality. Every day I wake up and I say, am I overreacting to Obama? Are the Democrats as bad as I think? Let me take it from the point of view of skepticism of my own position. And then they do something that proves that I was 100% right. But even more so, he puts a dog on an Osprey helicopter and sends it to Martha's Vineyard in a time like this while threatening the military that because of the sequester, he's going to cut their salaries and not pay their pensions. And he gets away with it. Why? Shall I say why? Have I not said it enough times to you? Beware the government media complex. Beware the media government complex. Yeah, well, okay, well, I said it to you. So what do? I do the show the best I can. People come up to me, smart people, successful people who've worked for every dime they have. And they say to me, I can't take it anymore. I'm depressed. And I say, leave me alone. I do this for a living. I don't want to talk about it. I can't talk about it off the air. I try to turn it off. I can literally turn it off like a switch now. I would have died a long time ago if I didn't have that capacity. But I give you 1,000 volts when I'm on the air. I give you 1,000 volts of my genius and my energy on this radio show, and then I turn it off. Otherwise, if you think I do this 24 hours a day, I would have been dead a long time ago. I have a switch in my head. I try to turn it off. So what do I do in my spare time? Well, I had calamari Friday night. Great calamari. I can talk about food. Let's see. I worked on my Jaguar with a mechanic. The car backfired and quit while I was driving it. The old 1970 piece of English garbage that I bought. And that's number two. Looks beautiful. Typical English machinery. Looks good, but doesn't run. Let's see. What else was I doing? Remember the old joke? You should have a German car. And you remember that one, how that goes? Italian food, German car. I don't know how it goes. You don't want an Italian mechanic, I'll tell you that. You don't want a German chef, that's for sure. And you don't want an English chef, that's for sure. In fact, you don't want a chef at all. But I go to North Beach, to a little place in North Beach in San Francisco. A little place. And on Fridays, they serve halibut and calamari. It's their favorite. It's a famous dish on Fridays. Only Fridays. So I had a relative who flew in to be with me on Friday. We went up there. The halibut came coming. You got to hear the story because I want to talk about it for a minute. I don't think there's a place like this left in America. The owner is a younger Sicilian man. I've seen him there 10 years, a great guy. And it's a touristy place, a small place, very inexpensive, not fancy. No white tablecloths, rickety tables. The kind of place I grew up eating in. Okay, like a Romeo spaghetti for 49 cents. That's why I like it. And it's right on the middle, right on Columbus Avenue. You can sit there and have a beer and look out the window. So I'm eating there. So I met the fisherman. Another Sicilian guy, maybe a 50-inch neck on him, was sitting at the counter one night when I was there about 2 months ago. And he introduced himself and blah, blah, blah. And he showed me a picture of his fishing boat, how proud he was of it. How he goes out and he showed me, he says, yes, I sold him 140 pounds of halibut on Wednesday. This is the freshest fish you're going to find in the city. And I know it is. And the calamari, I asked him, this is an important story to me because I'm a foodie. I said to him, I said, is your calamari from Monterey or is it from Asia? Because I will not eat Asian calamari. I won't eat Asian seafood ever. No, no shrimp, no fish, nothing. Nothing from Korea, nothing from Vietnam, never. No sewer shrimp. He says, of course, Michael. I come from Monterey. I buy 120 pounds every Thursday. And he goes through the whole 120 pounds on Friday, and it's gone. You can't get it Saturday. So he made it for me, not Friday, sauteed it in a certain sauce, put it on the table like in a dish for the four of us, two of my friends and my relative. Oh, my God, it was like the old days of food. The calamari tasted sweet. What you're eating is not food anymore. You're eating polluted polluted renderings of animal products in most restaurants. Forget about P.F. Chang's. You want Chinese food? Try P.F. Chang's if you want the refuse from a slop house floor with sauce on it. Other than that, I have nothing negative to say about P.F. Chang's or most of the food that's served in America today. So anyway, I mean, I was so good. When I have a good meal, I feel good for 2 days. So I'm saying, well, what do you do? In the middle of that, and I say to my friends, I don't want to talk about politics at dinner, and I usually don't. We turn it off. I can't do it. It's like, that's it. I don't want to talk about it. I'm here to have a beer and, you know. Well, what do you want to talk about if you want to talk about politics? That's what you do for a living. Let's talk about seafood. Let's talk about great meals of the past in North Beach going back to the 1970s. Let's talk about the fact that this is a remnant of the best part of America. That's what I did. Then the car was a lot of fun. I haven't had a car break down on me since I'm 18 years old with a Chrysler New Yorker with the engine blew up. Why do I buy an old car to begin with? Because I needed trouble. People say to me, what'd you buy a Jack for? You have new cars. I said, I needed trouble. They ran too well. And they laugh. Well, I needed trouble. That's why I bought it. That dealer, I'd like to hang him if I could find him. Anyway, forget about it. It didn't matter. It blew up. I heard a backfire. Here's how things go in life. And I never forget what my father said to me. Just when you think everything is going well in your life, he was so cynical and skeptical. Being an immigrant, he worked so hard. He got his butt kicked all of his life. He said to me, just when you think everything is going well in your life, something will go drastically wrong. He said, never, ever, ever expect it to keep going like that. I said, come on, leave me alone. I was a young guy. I wanted to move ahead in life. I knew that with that attitude, I'd get nowhere. He was right. Just as I'm sailing along, had a dinner, a lunch alone on Sunday, I think, put the top down. The weather was getting warm. I said, you know what? Maybe I was a little skeptical. It's like Obama. Maybe I'm being overly skeptical about this old Jag. Look at that. It's running well. I put parts in and this and been running. I'm on the highway. I'm doing 55, 60. Look at that. Nothing. It's fine. Look at that. I felt good. The dog was on the right side. Teddy was there. Suddenly it was a Walt Disney movie. The sky was blue. The clouds were white. The road was great. Everything was paved well. I was even happy with the Italian road builders in America. Things were so good at that moment that I had pride in the Italians who build our roads here in the Bay Area. I said, you got to hand it to them. I said, the cost overruns may be 12,000%, but the highways are beautiful. They know how to pave. It goes back to Roman times. All roads lead to Rome. I said, certain groups are experts in certain things, so there's a cost overrun. I said, you get another moron, he'll do it for a lower price. The road won't be paved right, or it won't be banked right. I'm sailing along. The roads are good. The car is good. The dog is good. The sky is good. My legs are good. My head is good. My hands are good. All aboard. Pull off the highway. Pull up the road. Da-da-da. Hand is out the window. All of a sudden, a bang. A backfire. I thought the car blew up. I roll to a stop and say, oh, my God, what am I going to do now with an old heap like this? I didn't even know what to do. So I said, all right, here's what you're going to do. You're going to start the engine and see if it runs. Start the engine, and it ran. And I drove it home, and I called a mechanic. His name is not Tony. And he'll be here tomorrow to adjust the timing and the carbs, the three carbs and the timing, and the this and the points and the plugs and this and that, the points, the plugs, the rotor, the condenser that I remember from when I was 17 driving old heaps. So, well, that's a lot of fun. So to top that story today, I spent all day with an electronics technician on my boat because my stabilizers haven't worked for a year because I had a faker who made believe he was fixing it for 2 years charging me. It never worked right. Let me tell you, that's a good story. NIAID stabilizers are the best in the world. They always worked. Let me tell you this story when I get back on the Savage Nation. I'll be right back, by the way.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I choose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code SAVAGE to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. Our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000. Dynavite helps them obtain that better nutrition that is hard to find in commercial foods.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc.
There's flaxseed oil, the seaweed, the kelp.
They don't shed as much, and they're all over very healthy dogs.
We tell everybody we know about Dynavite.
DINOVITE.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
428-1000.
DINOVITE.com. Here's a vote. Traffic earlier crash in South San Jose, southbound 85 past Almaden. All lanes have reopened. Traffic recovering. Worst of it. Stop and go now from 17 past Union Avenue on your way to Campbell. Southbound 17 still slow from Camden Avenue to Lark Avenue. On the peninsula, northbound 101 still slow getting into Palo Alto from 85 to about San Antonio. Southbound 101 slow Willow down to Rangstorp as well. I'm Dave Fouts, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
If you're like most people who are very successful, you take pride in your personal appearance, right? That includes a thinning hairline. If you are experiencing hair loss, my recommendation is to call Dr. Tom Rosanelli. He has over 25 years of experience in hair restoration and has performed hair restoration procedures on thousands of patients. That includes some well-known celebrities. I've seen Dr. Rosanelli's excellent work. It's obvious why people with hair loss choose Dr. Rosanelli. They now have a natural head of hair and even look younger. Dr. Rosanelli specializes in hair restoration. He meets with every patient for a free consultation, and he performs all hair restoration procedures himself. And Dr. Rosanelli is also part of the Savage Nation. If your hair is thinning, call 800-743-HAIR. It's simple. That's 800-743-4247 or visit Rosanelli.com. Dr. Rosanelli has offices in San Francisco, San Jose, and Walnut Creek.
Right now, receive up to 200 free grafts as part of your procedure as a new patient with Dr. Rosanelli. Call 800-743-HAIR. Certain restrictions apply. Offer expires 8/31/13.
La, 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 after a relaxing night at La Quinta, you know what salesman Jack Kirch gets?
Great work, Jack!
He gets his clients singing his praises! La Quinta Inns and Suites. Book your next stay at LQ.com.
Steal a kiss from Clooney. Go starboard with Leo and pose with J-Lo. See the stars at the Wax Museum at Fisherman's Wharf. SweetJack.com, nab half off.
Sweet Jack, now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
Is your financial advisor putting his money where his mouth is? Too many financial advisors tell their client to buy investments that they would never invest in themselves. In fact, Morningstar has revealed that only 47% of U.S. stock fund managers personally own the funds they manage. More than half the fund managers don't invest their own money into the funds where you're supposed to put your life savings. Is the story the same for the person giving you investment advice? Well, ask your financial advisor if he's invested his own money in the same funds he's told you to buy. At O'Donnell Financial Group, they personally own the same investments that they recommend to their clients. That's how they've done it since 1987. For a free portfolio review and analysis, call 866-496-2300 or visit them online at O'donnellFinancialGroup.com. That's 866-496-2300.
Securities offered through Securities America Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors Incorporated.
Sean Hannity.
This is a critical time where we are beginning to see the great difference, and we know we're right.
Weekdays at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
wonder, wonder who, oh, who wrote the book of love.
It is the Savage Nation for this Monday evening, the 12th of August in the year 2013. Heaven is German cars, British policy, French food, Italian romance, and Swiss organization. They say hell is German police, British food, French cars, Swiss romance, and Italian organization. I agree with it. I'm in a certain age where I've tried all of that. Well, not Italian romance, unless you're eating, you say, eating calamari on a Friday night. That's good. That would be Italian. The closest I came to Italian romance. German cars, yes, they're the best. British policy. What's so good about British policy? British policy is as bad as their food and as bad as their cars. I mean, British policy and British food is the same thing as their British machines. French cars might be worse than British cars. I'm not quite sure. Who drives a French car anymore? What was the last car anyone wants to buy a French car? Who wants to buy a French car? What do they make that anyone wants? Nothing. They have an attitude. All they have is an accent and an attitude. Everyone's pouting and on antidepressants. That's all they have is they project angst. If you can, I mean, if you can sell angst in a bottle, I'm sure that some of the 18-year-old Verners out there would buy it, you know, and sprinkle it on their head to see if they can meet a girl at a sorority dance. What do you need? Angst in a bottle. The French export nothing but angst. The Swiss, what can you talk about? Eh, that's it. So then the boat, wait, there's more. I'll do politics again in a minute. I knew this would happen. I already told you that Obama put his dog on an Osprey helicopter and the media isn't reporting on it. It's a gross violation of decency and humanity. But since right now the Attorney General, appointed by him, is in San Francisco, wining and dining with the worst minds of our generation, the American Bar Association, stiffing taxi drivers, stiffing waiters. I could just imagine the calls I'm going to get when they leave. They have to be the worst tippers in America, the lawyers, lower than doctors. Lawyers from the ABA, the ones who talk about the poor, you know they stiff waiters. You know that. So here we are, polio vaccine, this and that, terror alert, I told you so. Maybe I should have you ask me questions since I know the answers to most everything. I mean, there's a report out that says an official from Yemen said the embassy attack threat had no basis in fact. I told you that the night of the announcement. I was right. Now we read that the clowns coming from Mexico are flooding the system saying that they're afraid of the cartels and they're being put up in hotels at your expense. Me afraid of a cartel? All right, put them up in a Holiday Inn. There's a massive influx of clowns coming from Mexico. They have keywords to flood the system. They game the system. They've been told by the ACLU and La Raza. They've been told by La Raza that all they have to do is say that they're seeking asylum because me afraid of cartel. Bingo. They have to put the clowns into a hotels now on the border. You hear your country that you're living in? Wait, it gets even worse. Interior Secretary Sally Jewell, whoever this moron is, said it. She does not want any climate change deniers in her department. Is this a fascist dictatorship where you mean you can't have any skepticism? You have to salute it? You're all sitting in a fur coat shivering in the middle of a global cooling, and you say that I don't believe in global warming and what? You can't be in that moron's department? Anyway, that's that. Then there's a clown, the Obama clown. They cheered him. Someone put on a clown mask at a Missouri fair. A clown put it on, and he said, do you want the bulls to trample the president? They all cheered, yes! Yes, trample the fake president with a mask. So all of the fake politicians apologized for that one. They called it shameful, unacceptable. Dems blast rodeo clown. What a country under this man is like, whatever, stop. Heaven is German cars, British policy, French food, Italian romance, and Swiss organization. Hell is not listening to the Savage Nation, German police, British food, French cars, Swiss romance, and Italian organization, and Michael Savage being off the air. Let's take some calls on the Savage Nation. Ellen, you've been holding on WABC. Fire away. Go ahead, please.
Yes, hi, Ed. Thank you very much for taking my call. I have a question. Why did Obama's dog go separately on the airplane? This isn't the first time. I mean, I remember they went on a vacation and they forgot the dog, and he was sent separately on a separate plane.
Maybe it drools a lot.
Well, I have a different explanation, really.
What is it?
Muslims don't travel with dogs in the same vehicle.
Well, if you want to go down that road, which is a little ludicrous, no, I think it's worse than that. Muslims don't have dogs. Let's start with that. So your theory is false because Muslims generally don't have dogs that can send them dirty animals, so that wouldn't hold up. No, it's because he's spitting in the face of the troops just to show that he can get away with it. That's all. It's that simple. The anti-American Obama is spitting in the face of the military saying, go ahead, do something about it. Make my day.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-7282.
Tim Sullivan from Monarch Retirement Group constantly strives to make your retirement and investing goals a reality.
Monarch Retirement is a company that works to secure your financial future by analyzing and creating portfolios tailored directly for you. We help people prepare for retirement by analyzing what they've done already to prepare themselves and coming up with some solutions moving forward that can put them on track to meet their retirement goals. Tune in every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. for Right on the Money with Tim Sullivan.
Call Tim Sullivan at Monarch Retirement Group toll-free to help navigate your investment future. 866-666-9996. That's 866-666-9996. Or go to monarchretirement.com. Tune in every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on KSFO 560 to Right on the Money with Tim Sullivan. Securities and advisory services offered through SII Investments, Inc. Member FINRA and SIPC. A registered investment advisor. SII and Monarch Retirement Group are separate companies.
This is the all-new Hot Talk 560 KSFO San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose, a Cumulus station.
Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
The red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose.
I know you expect Blue Monday, but I did it already.
You would even say
he's going through my head. I feel good already. I'm looking forward to Christmas.
The other reindeer.
The days are getting shorter. I love it. I love August. Because you can sense August, you can sense fall already. I mean, you can't really in the East Coast because it's very hot still. I can already sense autumn. I'm looking forward to the holidays in September. Then I already feel the season, darkness at night. It's nice to do a radio show in the middle of the night. When I started this new schedule, I thought I would die. I could never believe the stress on my decades on Earth, how hard this was. To start all over when I was a certain age already and take a later slot than I had before, but you don't know what's coming. I'm not going to tell you either. You have no idea. No one knows what's coming. All I can tell you is I'm looking forward to Christmas. Let's put it to you that way, and it's going to be, I hope, heavenly for all of you. It's going to be a shock heard around the radio world. So I'm looking forward to Christmas. So I'm already, I hear Gene Autry. I hear all of it. I love the. This year, I think I'm going to treat myself. I'm meaning to do this before I die. I don't have like a bucket list. I don't like the phrase bucket list. It was a good movie. But something I've wanted to do was go to Vienna in the winter, in the snow, to see the the Vienna Philharmonic playing, well, I'm not sure which piece yet. I wanted to see the Vienna Philharmonic in the winter, in the snow. Is that a bad idea to do that for the winter? Like certain clothing? Clogging around in the streets of Vienna, listening to the Vienna Philharmonic. Yeah, I would have certain cognac. I know what I would drink. Eat a heavy meat meal like mutton, some kind of mutton. No, veal. Veal Milanese in Vienna. No, I'm going to go there for a couple of nights. That's what I want to do. I won't do it. I never go anywhere. I have this fantasy. Because I live in the best place in the world. Aside from the politics, the bums, the crackheads, the maniacs, wherever you turn, it's a beautiful place to live, San Francisco. The weather is unbelievable. I've been wearing winter clothes the entire summer. This goes beyond the Mark Twain. I never spent a colder winter than a summer in San Francisco. No, this is beyond that. This has been like frigidity. You need like a bed heater, three covers, and flannel pajamas at night, which I love, so I don't go anywhere. Why would I want to go anywhere? Well, if you like heat, go. God bless you. I melt in the heat. I'm a northern animal. I'm of northern European stock and ancestry. At least in the last millennia, I would assume. I wouldn't know anything before the last millennia. I can't speak about B.C. I don't know where my ancestors may have come from before Jesus walked the earth. But I would say in the last 1,000 years, I'm of northern European stock. I have extremely white skin. I detest the sunlight. I'm not an albino, but I don't like the sun. I hate it. It gets me sick. I like that it's there. I like that it's out there, but I don't want to be in it. I wear long-sleeve shirts in the sun and a wide-brim hat. I try not to expose my skin because there were years I lived in the tropics. I mean, what, 8, 10 times already with the skin removal from the sadistic dermatologists? It's enough. So anyway, I mean, I'm looking forward to the winter, frankly. I may do that in the winter. Maybe then one trip to like Tahoe or two, the cabin, the water, off-sea, off-date. That's it, and life goes on. It's like seasonal cycles. You know, we grow too soon old, too late smart. After many a summer dies the swan, etc., and so on. Michael Savage's pocket history of the world. What else do you want to know? Shall I take some calls? I was talking about cars before. I was talking about food before. San Francisco is what Hemingway called Paris, a movable feast, if you know where to go. If you stay out of the tourist traps, if you avoid the fake restaurants with all of the poseurs, and you go to the old Italian restaurants and the cheap Chinese restaurants, if you know where to go, it is heaven. But if you fall into the trap of reading the newspaper and going where the moron tells you to go, you know, they don't know what they're eating anyway. You think they know what they're putting in their yap? They don't know. They don't know food. They don't know wine. What do they know? All they know is that there's global warming while they're sitting in a park or shivering. Let's take some calls. 855-407-282. Let's go to New Jersey. Frank, WABC. Frank, fire away. You're on the Savage Nation.
Mike, you've often talked about how insane the world is. It's upside down. Everything we see, politics, government, the left, what all these people are doing doesn't make sense in the normal world. But you, with all the, you know, objection to what they're doing, you still sound sane. And it's because of your diversity. And I've taken that example and applied it to my own life. When I'm with family and friends, I refuse to talk about politics. I'll talk about food and plants and animals or sports or whatever.
Right,
and
it's right. Stay away from politics because you're never going to change the mind of a brainwashed liberal. Never.
Exactly, Mike. And so I think Mike Savage, people say he's insane, but no. He is sane in an insane world. Okay, and I've taken that philosophy and applied it to my life, and it's helped me tremendously.
Well, that's true, and it works for
politics.
Me. Absolutely. It absolutely does work for me. You cannot change the mind of diehard fanatic left-wing maniacs. And I published it in a book titled Liberalism is a Mental Disorder, and on Thursday of last week, I did a show on genetics where I came to the conclusion that liberalism is an inherited mental disorder.
Exactly.
Because it's intergenerational. The children are actually wackier than the parents.
Mike, has liberalism become like synonymous with criminality in our culture? Is that a genetic...
Oh, let me ask you a question. Eric Holder is speaking before the largest group of criminals in our country, the American Trial Lawyers Association, or the American Bar Association. They're criminals with a computer. Everyone knows that. Remember what Al Capone said? Don't give me a gun, give me a fountain pen, and I can rob more money with a fountain pen than a gun. So now you change it. I can rob more money with a computer, they would think, and a rigged court system than they can with a machine gun. They don't need a cartel. The lawyers are a cartel. The American Bar Association is the most dangerous cartel in America. And they're meeting today, and who did they invite to speak? None other than Eric Holder. Look at Eric Holder's background. He sent machine guns to Mexico that wound up killing hundreds of people. Shall I go down the list of the other crimes he committed? So who is the most dangerous man in America? Who is the sanest man in America? Who is the craziest man in America? All aboard. All aboard. All aboard. All aboard. It's people who don't know me who are afraid of thinking who categorize me without ever having heard the show, Frank. And they probably say the same thing about you, and I thank you for the call. I think I'm going to change the title of the show. We're going to get new signage for the Savage Nation. It's like an old phrase. And now, the Savage Nation, the Thinking Man's Show. But then you say, okay, then you say, the Thinking Man's Show. Okay, great. That could burn people out. They don't think. They don't want to. Thinking is no longer revered in America. You got robots, groupthink. So here we go. More calls, good calls, great calls, your call, my call, his call. Dr. Scott, San Diego, you're up on the Savage Nation.
Thank you, Michael. It's been nice to re-find you on the Internet here. And I was amazed because you mentioned liberalism is a mental disorder. I called you about 5 years ago about that exact topic. But I'm calling tonight as a psychiatrist who was at a meeting in a major HMO out here in California, who 2 weeks ago was at a meeting for 4 hours about how we needed to do more and more access. And I walked away shocked that not a single mention of quality of care or what the patient doing. And I thought of you, and now that I found you on the computer tonight, I called thinking I'll never get in, and suddenly I got your call. So I think it's divine intervention. And listening to
it's
you...
It's not divine intervention. It's that you...
I miss your more...
I'm on 200 stations, and I'm not in San Diego because there's a paucity of stations in San Diego to begin with. And the fact of the matter is, you probably heard me talking about Jonas Salk donated his vaccine to humanity. And how much did he forfeit by not patenting the polio vaccine? The answer is $7 billion. And I was asking, where are the men like Jonas Salk in our generation? I think that's what probably triggered your call.
Well, it's so many different things. I actually was told 6 months ago that I practice too high of a quality of care of medicine. I should lower my standards to get more patients seen. And I
Oh, my God. Well, that's like a restaurant. You go to a restaurant, guy says, oh, no, don't give them calamari from Monterey that's clean, tastes good. Get the garbage from Korea that was raised in a sewer. You'll make a higher profit. That's like the age when they put almonds in every meal. Remember the almondine in the 70s? Would you like almondine on it? Remember that the almond growers pushed the almonds. Everywhere you turn, almondine, 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 almondine. Who wants an almond on a piece of meat? Well, it's the same thing. I mean, you can increase profit in many different ways. It doesn't mean you improve the food. Same in psychiatry. And by the way, it's the same in talk radio. I mean, you can increase your audience by going to a lower common denominator. I could do that. I could do that every day of the week. If I start doing Democrat bad, Republican the answer, Republican good, Democrat bad, vote Republican. Okay, I'll be another clone of Rush Limbaugh. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm an independent. I think the Republicans are as corrupt as the Democrats by and large. Yes, there's a slight difference. And God bless us for having a Republican Party, or we'd have nothing whatsoever to hang on to. We need them. We need them badly, and there's some great men. But God Almighty, are they not the answer?
Well,
thank you for the call. That's all. Moving on. How much money did Jonas Salk potentially forfeit by not patenting the polio vaccine? $7 billion. Where is the Jonas Salk of today? You have to understand, I'm a product of my generation. We looked up to Albert Schweitzer, a great humanitarian doctor, went to Africa. And, I don't know, save the people, whatever. I thought, wow, what a God he was. And my parents would point at people like that. Jonas Salk, a God. Sabin, a God. They gave away what they discovered. What if Albert Einstein had patented E equals MC squared? He didn't patent it, did he? Could have. He wasn't one of these greedy Silicon Valley lowlifes that steal something from their graduate student and patent it or trademark it and build a company, a startup. Steal it from a graduate student from India and put a patent on it and then go to a startup company. Like Genius is a startup company. They steal ideas from their grad students from Taiwan and India. They're a startup company. The next thing you know, that they're thrown out of their condominium for abusing women in the Rincon Towers. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
You're just a couple of clicks away from instantly upgrading your home. Look, old window coverings betray how hard you work to keep up your home. Everybody sees them, even from the street. Yuck. But with my friends at Blinds.com, it doesn't get any easier. And with prices lower than those big box stores, it's so affordable, you'd wish you'd gone there months ago. Want to know why I selected Blinds.com for my house? First, their prices crush home improvement store prices. And second, they have over 100 design experts happy to answer your questions. Even if you mismeasure, unlikely, they'll remake it for free. So hurry and save an extra 20 to 25% off top brands now. And as if giving you free color samples, free shipping, and zero sales tax in most states isn't enough. They're also giving away $5,000 in cash. Go to Blinds.com for details, where prices crush home improvement store prices. Blinds.com, Blinds.com, go to Blinds.com.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
Pastor Lindsay Williams.
I'm 77 years of age. I feel better than I did when I was in my 50s and 60s. I was so sick, I thought I was going to die. It relates to a product that you handle right here. Folks, you positively must, after this show, you've got to click on Carnivora. They must have it in their medicine cabinet.
That's carnivora.com. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 866-VENUS-FLY. 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. And order now.
Don't miss the Rolex Monterey Motorsports Reunion. A museum of motorsports history comes to life at Monster Raceway Laguna Seca August 16th through the 18th. Over 500 authentic and historic race cars will compete like they once did. This year's featured mark commemorates the 60th anniversary of America's sports car, the Chevrolet Corvette. Tickets are available at MazdaRaceway.com and Ticketmaster.com. Children 12 and under are always free. Admission includes free parking, grandstand seating, access to the paddock and garage areas, as well as displays and entertainment. True or false? Shampooing your carpet makes it get dirty faster. Actually, it's true for everyone but Zero Res. Traditional carpet cleaning methods can leave your carpet looking shiny and feeling crunchy. Then, a few days later, it can turn dingy and sticky. That's because the residue from chemical and soaps can stay behind and attract dirt. Only Zero Res has a patent for cleaning with empowered water, which leaves no residue. Yet, it's approved by the EPA, FDA, and the USDA to be safe and gentle for people, pets, and the planet. See for yourself. Call now for the KSFO Back to School Special. Have a minimum 3 rooms in your home pre-treated, cleaned, and sanitized starting at just $44 per room. Call 877-321-0739 this week for their Back to School Special at $44 per room. Commercial customers get a free quote and service charges may apply. So call for details. Call 877-321-0739 or conveniently book online at ZeroBayArea.com. Everyone says use Zero Res. Bill and Kathleen for American Vision Windows and Solar, the number one window replacement company in California.
When Bill and I started American Vision Windows 13 years ago, we never dreamed of becoming number one. We just wanted our customers to have a better experience than we did.
We set out to revolutionize the home improvement industry one customer at a time by offering the highest quality products, expert installation, and unmatched customer service.
Bill and I want to extend a special thank you to our team for their hard work and dedication, but most of all, to you, our customer.
Thank you for making American Vision Windows the number one company in California. We look forward to the opportunity to serve you.
Call American Vision Windows now and receive free installation. Plus, for a limited time, they'll pay the tax on your windows. Call 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time. American Vision Windows and Solar.
Call now to receive free installation. Plus, American Vision Windows will pay the tax on your windows. 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343. CSLB number 778-326.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. We're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free. Get two free...
This organization. I don't agree with that. I don't like French food. It's also... What's the big deal about French... left-wing fanatic judge in New York City ruled that NYPD's crime-stopping stop-and-frisk policy violates the rights of the criminals. Of course, they didn't say criminals. She said it violates the rights of minorities. So let's see how this works. Stop and frisk works, but it violates the rights of those it works on because they're most likely to be carrying weapons, and that's not good. So prepare for more muggings, more crime in New York City under the administration that's about to fall down upon you, whoever it may be. Also in the news, witness says Fort Hood gunman, the Muslim major, Nidal Hassan, fired his gun with a big grin as he shot 13 to death and wounded 32, including a pregnant woman. Well, let's see what else. Eric Holder gave a speech before the biggest group of criminals in America, the American Bar Association, saying there should be lesser charges for certain drug offenders. Probably means all drug offenders. Woman drowns in... let's see what else is in the news. Testicle-biting fish invading Denmark, authorities warn. I wouldn't worry too much about it. There aren't any there to worry about. Testicle-biting fish invading Denmark? What are they looking for? What were they called when their great-grandfathers ruled the world? The Norsk people. Where did they all go? What are they called? The Scandinavians had a name for... Oh, the Vikings. There were no Vikings left. If there are any Vikings left, they're either in the Hells Angels or the Aryan Brotherhood in America, and they're locked up in a hellhole here. There are no Vikings in Norway, Finland, Denmark, Sweden. I know a guy who knows Sweden, Swedish girl, beautiful girl, came to L.A. She said she had to leave. Why? Because when she walked down the street, the Arab slime men would whistle at her, call her whore. So she went up and she yelled at one of them, and they punched her in the face. The Arabs are so out of control. So I said to him, why don't the Swedish men do something to protect their women? And he said, the Swedish men are all drug addicts and they don't care. They figured they don't want to be bothered. I said, oh, my God. So I said, where did all of the Vikings go? You know, like the horns and the beards. What do you think of as Ricola with the big thing? I mean, that's like Switzerland, but I'm saying, where did they go? Where did the Vikings go? How did they disappear like that? Well, your descendants will be asking the same thing. Where did the Americans go? After Obama gets through with taking Pelham 1, 2, and 3, people will be asking in fewer than a few generations, where did the Americans go who defeated Hitler? What happened to the country? How did the country disappear? Because we're going down the road of the Swedes.
I'd love it.
So what are you dining on?
I'm dining on the Jag Off You Are that you purchased a while back.
Beautiful car ever designed. He was right. And there is a model of the XE, rather, a copy of the car, in the Museum of Modern Art. It's gorgeous. It's meant to be put on like a rotisserie stand in a museum or in a living room with no engine. Or take all the fluids out of it and put a giant drip pan under it and just use it on a rotating device in your garage and sit and drink and have a cup of coffee looking at it.
Yes.
No, but you see, it's a hobby to me. I call up the parts guy. I order parts for it. They come in a box 2 days later. I open it up. The mechanic comes and puts them in. It's a hobby for me. Don't kid yourself. It's like raising fish. The only difference is fish don't backfire. They just, when they die, they float to the surface and you get a new one. I used to raise fish as a kid.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Two out of three Americans say they no longer trust the government, and for very good reasons. A stalled economy, the weakening dollar, a central bank that doesn't know when to quit recklessly throwing our children's money at unfixable problems. Whom can you trust? How about your own common sense to start with? If you ran your home like the government, spending twice your income, you'd be broke overnight. Will politicians spend us off the fiscal cliff? That's the subject of an amazing book, The Great Debasement, I've been telling you about all year by my friend Craig Smith. I recommend reading this book for your children's sake. Call now, 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? It's free. 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. You get a free review copy of The Great Debasement, The 100-Year Dying of the Dollar, and How to Get America's Money Back. Why don't you learn from history so we don't repeat it? Discover the key to entering a new golden age instead of a new dark age. If you never did it before, do it for me. 800-289-2646. This is truth you can trust.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fox, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. California has become the first state to preserve certain rights for transgender K-12 students in state law. The law signed by Governor Brown today requires public schools to allow those students access to whichever restroom and locker room they want. Authorities say they have recovered and identified the body of a camp leader swept over a waterfall in the Sierra National Forest. The Madera County Sheriff's Office says 37-year-old Daniel Greenlaw of Richmond was trying to show campers Saturday how to slide down rocks when he got caught in the water. Taking a look at the roadways, we have a fire being reported northbound 280 Grant Street exit there. Look for some delays. New Morgan Hill, northbound 101 at Tennant. An accident, injuries involved in that. No lane information passed along at the moment. Also an accident in the Castro Valley, San Leandro area, southbound 238 right after 880. Looks like that's off to the right shoulder. I'm Dave Found, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
Brought to you by the Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk. This Monday and Tuesday after 5 p.m., all boardwalk rides are just $1 each, plus dollar Pepsis, hot dogs, and cotton candy. Dollar ride Mondays and Tuesdays after 5 p.m. at the admission-free boardwalk.
They're such ideologues. They'll never, never, never.
Sean Hannity.
Never give up.
The Sean Hannity Show.
They're not listening to the American people.
Weekdays at noon on Hot Talk 560.
You got it?
KSFO.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS you can't afford to pay, then this may be the opportunity you need. I'm tax attorney Robert Goldstein, and last year the IRS made significant changes to its Offering Compromise program to help you settle your past due tax debt and get the fresh start you need. And since the IRS revised its program, my firm has negotiated more settlements and at lower dollar amounts than ever before. But no one knows how long these changes will last, so the time to act is now. My firm has over 30 years of combined experience helping taxpayers with all aspects of tax and bankruptcy law. Whether you need an Offering Compromise for individual, payroll, or sales taxes, audit representation, or help with offshore accounts, we can help. We work closely with our clients to resolve their tax issues, whether it is the IRS, state, or both. The law offices of Robert Goldstein are a local firm with offices throughout the Bay Area, and we always offer a free consultation. To schedule your free consultation with me, call toll-free 1-888-TAX-EXIT. That's 888-TAX-EXIT. 888-TAX-EXIT. And make us your last stop.
When you're in the hospital for surgery, you're asked a lot of questions by a lot of different people, all of whom have your well-being in mind. The success of your anesthesia experience depends on how completely you answer the confidential questions asked by your certified registered nurse anesthetist. Be honest about your medical history, whether you smoke, drink, take drugs, or have been dieting. Your safety depends on it. A public service message from the American Association of Nurse Anesthetists.
Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci and Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies. After attending seminar, you may be contacted by a representative. Pat Vitucci, California Insurance License Number 0758212. Brian Sussman is not an NPC representative.
With new economic policies in place and the financial future hard to predict, where do we go from here? I'm Brian Sussman, and I'd like you to join me with financial advisor Pat Vitucci at a special financial workshop on Tuesday, August 13th in Pleasant Hill or Thursday, August 15th in San Mateo, both at 7 p.m. How are you affected by new tax laws and the stock market trends? What investment mistakes should you avoid? Join me and Pat Vitucci. That's Tuesday, August 13th at the Hyatt House in Pleasant Hill, 7 p.m. or Thursday, the 15th at the Marriott in San Mateo, also at 7 p.m. No cost, no obligation. Call to reserve a seat. 800-472-8305. 800-472-8305 or on the web don'tinvestandforget.com.
This is the number one talk station in the Bay Area. Strong, proud, and always conservative. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
One for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede.
Welcome back to the Thought Feast. Savage Nation, for those of you starved for something to think. Here's a little news. Newlywed among four stabbed in random spree attack near Vegas Strip. Can you believe this? A newlywed was back home in Salt Lake City and facing more medical tests after being stabbed in the back in what authorities called a random attack on four people on a sidewalk just off the Las Vegas Strip. 20-year-old woman, honeymoon with her husband, when she stabbed in the lower back late Thursday. You look at the guy who did it, looks like an Obama voter. Laurelin told police she thought a man punched her in the lower back. Well, let me ask you this way. The guy who did it, do you think he would vote Republican? Let's say, would he have voted for Romney or Obama? Let's start with that when you look at the story, what I just said. It's unbelievable to me. Fake knife in the man that turns out to be a real knife. The accused attacker, Lee Anthony Sanford, 53, surrendered to Las Vegas police at a fast food restaurant minutes after the 11 p.m. attack. Police say he had a 9-inch kitchen knife. He remained jailed Monday, deadly weapon, blah, 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 no prior connection with Sam, blah, blah, blah. He didn't know the people.
Also injured were a 56-year-old woman who underwent surgery Friday. How's that for what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas? Well, not in this case. Apparently what happens in Vegas, you take home with you, get stabbed in the guts or in your back. Also injured were a 56-year-old woman who underwent surgery Friday for a stomach wound. A 25-year-old man who reported that he was stabbed in the elbow and the lower back. And a 15-year-old boy who was with his parents when he said he felt something. Who did it? Mr. Sanford, who is black. Oh, I didn't bring it up. It's in the article. Sanford, who was black, told police that he thought white people kept bothering him because people like to mess with the poor, according to a police report. He said he retrieved the knife at home after walking away from a verbal sidewalk altercation with a man he described as white and a bully. Police said Sanford also was sometimes incoherent during a police interview following his arrest. Well, I don't know where Al Sharpton is. He's busy working for General Electric on MSNBC, but he could certainly fly out and protect Mr. Sanford from any authorities, because obviously he's the victim. There's no question that the knifer was the victim here because he felt that white people were oppressive. Therefore, it was a justification for stabbing a woman 20 years old in the back and another man in the stomach. Well, I mean, that's the way you look at it if you're a civil rights activist. Florida, Tom, you're on the Savage Nation. Welcome to the program. Go ahead, please.
Yes, Mike, good to speak to you again. I was listening to that show on August 2nd. I actually called in on the following Monday on the embassies, and I'm very impressed with your intuition. That's why I listen every night.
Well, you remember you said to me that you like my intuition. You may not agree with all of my political views. I mean, I wouldn't expect anyone to listen to the show and agree with everything, but I called it for what it was. I mean, it's a fraud.
Yeah, Michael, coming from the government myself, I just admire you so much because you're Dr. Dissent, and there's so many people in the government who are afraid to speak out. That's why I like listening to you all the time.
Well, Tom, listen, I understand what it's like to work in a large organization as a bureaucrat. You can't say anything because your supervisor will definitely come down upon you because she has to answer to the next girl above her, and that girl has to answer to the girl above her. You know how it works.
Yes.
Okay, thanks. So I speak for the voiceless in America. Aries, posted midnight, August 12, 2013. Oh, that's yesterday's horoscope. Make plans and make them big plans. It can, of course, be fun taking life a day at a time. But the more you look ahead and visualize where you are going, the more likely it is your dreams will come true. That's good. I know exactly what's going to come true, up to a point. I don't know everything that's going to happen, but some of it I know. You're going to all be very pleased for me when it happens. You are. I can guarantee you'll be very happy for me. All the people have put me down, stabbed me in the back, all the things they've said about me, all be false. You'll see what'll happen. And all of the politicians who won't come on my show now, like Cruz and the other wonderful conservatives who think that they're going to be president, will suddenly be barking at my doorstep. They won't be invited on the show. You'll see. Wait and see. Oh, yeah, they don't need Michael Savage. He's crazy. He's too wild for me. Oh, no, we don't need any conservatives to run as a conservative. What we need are fake conservatives to run as a conservative. We'll go on the Wallbanger show. We'll go on Clarabelle show, but not on the Savage show. You know who did this? Forget about it. I don't want to get into that side of it. Forget about it. Let me play some sound I didn't get to. I got the best sound guy in the whole radio universe. He got sound for me tonight. I only played one piece. Now, here's a guy, Peter King, who says the embassy threats were real, even though it's turned out to be that they're false. Now Peter King announces over the weekend he wants to be president. Listen to this whack job in clip two.
The intelligence that I saw here was at least as powerful as anything I've seen since 9/11. Probably the closest to this would have been the liquid explosive plot out of London in 2006. But this was very credible. It was corroborated, and it spoke of a massive attack. And to me, it was the right thing to do. Now, I think we should stay on this. If we do get through this without there being an attack, I do think we have to be more aggressive. We should be doing more interrogating.
And, of course, more surveillance. Not only more interrogating, but you got to spy on more Americans. You got to spy for peace, Peter. You got to spy for peace. You got to snoop for peace. You got to snoop, you got to spy, you got to snoop, you got to spy, you got to snoop, you got to spy for peace. So Peter King, I always liked him because he had that New York tough Irish, like longshoreman, the kind of guy you trusted, blue collar. Turns out to be a wackadoodle. Once he started moving, like he became Obama's best friend on spying, I said, what is going on? Two weeks later, he's running for president already. What is this? How does this happen to them? Who knows? Who could answer for the next man? Now, you think it's bad? Wait till you hear the butt kissing in clip three from Peter King.
President did the right thing, and I think we should try to put partisanship aside here. And I've been very critical of the president on certain aspects.
All right, that's the end of that story. Tell your story, Walken. Finished. Finito. It was not over. Gone. Another Bloomberg. It must be the water coming out of the Adirondacks or the Catskills. Someone must have poisoned it. Isn't there anyone left in New York City politics who's not a complete and total sellout liar? Anthony Weiner, I got to tell you the truth. I heard that sound piece. This guy, there used to be a Creedmoor mental hospital when I was a kid on Long Island. And we're all afraid of it because, like, really, like, they put nuts in there. Then all the mental hospitals were closed down by Jerry Brown's father, Governor Brown, who declared that it was illegal, immoral, and fattening to put mad people in madhouses. He said they got to release on the streets, and then Ronald Reagan had to release them on the streets when he became governor. People say, no, Reagan released them on the streets. Well, technically he did, but it was Jerry Brown's daddy, Pat Brown, Edmund Pat Brown, who said you must release madmen on the streets. And that's when the homeless invasion began in America. So we all looked at Creedmoor. Wow, it's frightening, this and that. So they closed them down. And there's not, you know, like no one's in there in the bug houses. But you know and I know, if you listen to Anthony Weiner, in my day, the man is a certifiable bug. There is no explanation for a man who's caught with his pants down, literally and figuratively, who keeps running for office and says things such as, I'm going to restore discipline in our schools. This would be a laugh line if it wasn't a psychosis we're listening to. Listen to clip 18.
I've waged a campaign focused like a laser beam on fighting for the middle class and those struggling. I put out two books of new ideas, 125 of them, in fact. Everything from restoring discipline in our schools to creating a single-payer health plan for our city. The powerful voices have made it clear from the very beginning they didn't want me to win. But this isn't about what they want. They've gotten their way for far too long. If you give me the chance, I will fight for you and your family every single day.
You're a shunned upon your people. Anthony Weiner, let me tell you what your father should have told you. You're a shame to yourself and you're a shame to the Jewish people. You're a shame to everybody that you ever come in contact with. You're a walking virus. Does that work for you, Anthony? Someone should have told you that when you did it the first time. They should have said, are you crazy? You can't do this. You're going to get caught, and then what's going to happen? He has no shame. None whatsoever. 855-407-282. So he said powerful people didn't want me to win. So I guess I'm a more powerful person than you think. You can count me amongst the powerful people that don't want him to win. What power do I have? The power of observation? Let's take some callers. Judith on KSFO in my hometown of San Francisco. Judith, welcome to the program. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Michael. I heard you talk earlier about a restaurant in San Francisco that has calamari from Monterey. I'm just wondering what the name of the restaurant was.
Here's the thing. I can't give it out. You know why? If I do, then I won't be able to get in there on Friday.
Oh. Okay, I understand.
No, I thought about it. I wasn't going to give out the name because then, I can't get in most of the time if I go at the wrong time. So the minute I would mention it, I would never be able to get in there. Let's put it to you this way. It's one of the local haunts on Columbus Avenue.
There's a restaurant called Volare, and somebody has a negative comment about you on it. So
wait, a negative comment about me in the Volare restaurant? Wait. Where in Volare?
Called Volare on Columbus.
No, wait, hold on. This is not the restaurant with the good calamari, but what do you mean they have a negative comment about me in the restaurant?
Well, you know, Yelp is all these people that give...
Yeah, so what would Yelp talking about a restaurant have to do with me?
Because somebody said, I didn't really like this restaurant that much, and then I heard Michael Savage recommends it, so...
Some liberal who thinks because I know food and I recommended it. Right. Oh, he's telling all his liberal buddies that after they get through with that degenerate orgy, they shouldn't go to the restaurant and pollute the place with their sacred being.
I don't know.
Oh, screw all of them. The city is so filled with sickness. I hope to God they don't go to the restaurants I like. I would be afraid to touch the glasses and the cutlery. But, no, I haven't been in Volare in many years. I know the owner. He's a very nice guy. I've not been in there in years. I have nothing positive or negative to say about it. Nothing.
Okay. Well, you just told me then that's not the one you were at Friday.
No. See, now you're going to use, like, a process of elimination.
Thank you, Michael.
Okay, here's another one. I love the North Beach restaurant. I hope Lorenzo gets well. He's struggling very hard to get well. But they're not the restaurant that I'm talking about with the great calamari either.
Okay.
So that's number two. So you can like a place and still say it's not the place I'm talking about. So now you're down to the wire. So what you have to do is go to Columbus Avenue, walk around between Green and between Green Street and Union. There's about four restaurants. I'm sure you'll find it on Friday. Judith, have you heard the show before, or you only heard me talk about calamari, so you asked the question?
No, I listen to you, almost every weeknight when I'm driving home from work, and it's so...
It's a pleasure to have one woman amongst the millions of listeners.
I listen to it at home, and I even bought a radio for my kitchen.
Oh, that's nice. Well, I have 200 stations in San Francisco. I'm on KSFO, as you know. I mean, this is a great return to the airwaves. I was blacklisted in San Francisco for many years because of Nancy Pelosi and the liberal politicians. I know exactly why I wasn't on the air. So when I came back on the air in January, I was thrilled to death to have a voice again and to be heard by my friends. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much. That's very nice of you to call about calamari amongst everything. I love when people say to me, I want to thank you for your show. You're so entertaining. Now, you don't have to answer that one. Let's see, my millions of years of evolution that produced me, my PhD, my two master's degrees, my 28 books, my insights, my historical knowledge, but it's all entertainment. Thank you. That's okay. Long as it pleases you, that's all I care about. May I entertain you. Anthony Weiner, and we have other great sounds. Unbelievable. Here's Charles Schumer insisting that we grant amnesty to the illegal aliens by the millions. In the same time, he would be arrested for doing this. He even says he's a member of a gang. Listen to here's where Schumer says... He corrects himself, and he says he's a member of a gang. Listen to clip 15.
We have always stood, even in our group of eight, gang of eight, we said one thing that's bottom line is there has to be some path to citizenship. First, I think we're going to get an immigration bill. I see the green sprout, so to speak. Republican leadership is talking about things they didn't before, like some form of path to citizenship, whether it's a Dream Act or allowing those who cross the border illegally to use existing means. That's not as far as we would go. There's lots of people this August, businesses, evangelical churches, growers, farmers, lobbying their Congress members. A whole bunch now have come out for immigration reform.
Now, why would evangelical churches want immigration? Answer, because people have caught on to the con and they're not going to churches. So they need hundreds of thousands of new victims to put into the churches. And why would growers want illegal aliens to be granted amnesty so they could have a whole flock of cheap labor? Farmers, the same. Businesses, the same. It's not that I have anything against. You know, this is another very important topic. I am the only major league talk show host who's actually the son of an immigrant. Let me start with that. There is no other talk show host who's a conservative that I know of who is the son of an immigrant. I'm first generation American. I'm proud of it. My father was an actual immigrant from Russia. So you say, okay, well, what does that get you? That in a token will get you on a subway car. Well, it gives me a perspective. In other words, I have sympathy for those who come here who want a better life and work very hard. But I have absolutely no sympathy for those who come here and don't work very hard, who want to suck off the system, who simply want to sap off it like a parasite, who want to knock out 6, 10, 12 children for welfare. They want free legal, free medical, Section 8. No, I have a real feel for this. And so I feel I have almost a birthright to talk about immigration in a more profound way than anyone else in radio. And you know and I know that Schumer is a prostitute for big business who has bought him off lock, stock, and barrel. He's a prostitute, as is McCain. They're all, the whole gang of eight are prostitutes. That includes the whole lot of them. If you take polls of the American people, including fair-minded Democrats who really know what the immigrant experience is, what it was, and what it should be, 75 to 80% of legal citizens oppose amnesty for illegal aliens. Charles Schumer knows that, but he's a member of a gang. And as you well know, gangs don't pay attention to what the public wants. Gangs just do what the gangs want. So that's how I see it. Do I oppose amnesty for illegals because I don't like Hispanics? The opposite is true. I admire the Hispanic people in this country. I want to be very clear about it. They're as hardworking as my ancestors were, and not too far back in the line either. Most of them that I see are as family-oriented as my father's generation was, and I am. married, family, house, children. They want the American dream. So no, it has nothing to do with race nor country of origin, two very sensitive issues. It has to do with carrying capacity of a nation. Our social system cannot handle 50 to 60 million illegal aliens. The lifeboat is full. We will all drown. I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
This is Ted Cruz. There's bipartisan agreement that Obamacare isn't working. Democratic Senator Max Baucus, the lead author of Obamacare, said it's a huge train wreck. And Teamsters President James Hoffa said Obamacare will destroy the foundation of the 40-hour work week that is the backbone of the American middle class. And the president is quietly granting Obamacare waivers to big corporations. It's time for Congress to grant American families the same waiver President Obama has given giant corporations. The Constitution gives Congress the power of the purse, and we need Congress to stand up and defund Obamacare now. Please join me so we can get America back on track.
Please call 1-800-678-3606 and tell Congress to defund Obamacare now. That's 1-800-678-3606, 1-800-678-3606. Paid for by Senate Conservatives Fund and not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. SenateConservatives.com.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I choose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code SAVAGE to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
I don't know about you, but my summer is flying by. Hey there, Renee Richardson here. And I was just thinking about all the things on my summer to-do list before, you know, it will be my fall to-do list. One of the things is a fresh coat of paint on the front of the house. CertaPro Painters are the same nice folks who handled the great bathroom debate of 2013. They are also professionals in the area of exterior painting. From my experience, these guys are just right. They consult you and give you all the advice and time you need to make the right choice for your home. When they do the work, they're clean, courteous, and careful. And these guys are local. Our guy Tom drove up to Marin from the Outer Sunset in San Francisco. He spent some time to get to know what we wanted. We like that. Painting is personal, and if you're not even sure where to start with color, they have color experts on staff to work with you. Check them out online at CertaPro.com. That's Certa with a C, or call them up at 800-GO-CERTA. Certa Pro Painters, because painting is personal. Visit CertaPro.com.
This is an important announcement for anyone with or without health insurance. Pay attention. A special health insurance helpline has now been set up especially for you. Even if you have current health issues or if you have pre-existing conditions, you can now get health insurance. Grab a pen and take down this number or store it in your cell phone right now. Call 1-800-809-7988. That's 1-800-809-7988. When you call, you'll get free information. Free information that will let you know about health insurance plans that are available to all individuals and families. Medical costs are the number one cause of bankruptcy and financial distress in our country today. But if you call this special toll-free helpline, you can easily get health insurance for you and your family. In addition, your employment and credit history are not a factor to obtaining health insurance. All adults are strongly urged to call this free health insurance helpline today. For free information, call the health insurance helpline right now at 1-800-809-7988. Don't delay. Call 1-800-809-7988 today.
Attention taxpayers. If you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try to handle your tax problem on your own.
If you owe back taxes, it's a fact. The government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. This tax hotline will help tell you about new programs to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 1-800-597-4977. That's 1-800-597-4977. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. Stop the collection process immediately. Call this special tax hotline today for free info at 1-800-597-4977. That's 1-800-597-4977.
Mike Huckabee.
Is it fair? Is it fair? Is it fair he's paying this and I'm paying this? Because you don't understand it.
Weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Welcome back to the Savage Mental Feast. The phone number here is 855-400-7282. If you missed any of the show, well, there's another hour that follows, number one. But number two, you can go to michaelsavage.com for many of the articles I've discussed. What you're about to hear may as well have come from a science fiction program or from the Twilight Zone itself. It is none other than Eric Holder, our Attorney General, in San Francisco speaking to the American Bar Association, perhaps the worst minds of our generation, the worst tippers, the most twisted minds in America are there, polluting my restaurants, polluting my streets. Till they leave, I can't wait. I won't go to the city till they're gone. What you're about to hear, as I say, is from the Twilight Zone. This is Eric Holder talking to lawyers who have destroyed everything good about America in clip 9. Listen.
Well, throughout history, Americans of all backgrounds and walks of life have turned to our legal system to settle disputes, but also to hold accountable those who have done wrong, and
what?
Even to answer fundamental questions about who we are and who we aspire to be as a
what?
People. On issues of slavery
here we
and
go
segregation.
Again. Slavery again.
Voting.
We shall overcome.
Equal rights and equal justice.
Here we go again.
Generations of principled lawyers have engaged directly in the work of building a more perfect union.
I can't believe that this man, he's like Anthony Weiner. Another one. They have no shame. How do they get through a day without laughing at themselves? Do they go home, shave in the morning, and say, how did I get away with that? Well, look who he's speaking to. A bunch of phony left-wing lawyers sitting there in the office. They rob everyone blind. They screw their own clients. They rig the system. They pay off judges. So we're supposed to believe that they would hold them accountable for a fraudulent speech like that? Lawyers are trying to attain to build a more perfect union in America? They're like locusts. They have destroyed everything good about our society. They look for businesses that they can wreck. Men build up a business and these vermin tear it down. Inventing diseases. Ripping apart products. They're vermin on a sinking ship.
Blue Monday. How are you, Blue Monday? Got to work. Plan goes leave.
Made it to hour number three of The Savage Nation for Monday, August 12th. Here are some of the questions we've been talking about. The Obama administration wants to lower jail time for drug users. Is that a good idea? I also, well, I guess I should say to you, I played some of my early childhood stories, which many of you love. And I talked about Love by the Sewer Plant, Dead Man's Pants. And I've asked you, do you recall your first love? And growing up, were you poor? How poor? And how did being poor affect you as an adult? Or are you still poor? We've also talked about the economy. And has it led you to take on more of your own car repairs, house repairs, boat repairs? Also, an official in Yemen says that Obama's attack threat had no basis in fact. Michael Savage from day one said, I don't believe a word that this administration says. I said, can we survive this big lie? Do you believe them? Is the terror alert that Obama set off real or is this an attempt to justify spying on Americans? I said to you, I'm skeptical by nature and a cynic by experience, and there was no reason to believe Obama. Well, who do you believe, Obama or the official in Yemen who says it was all based upon nothing but one email from one official? That's your government at work. And by the way, this is the most disgusting thing I can tell you today. Unfortunately, it is true. Another low for this hater of America in the White House. You know what he did? Remember he sent SEALs to their death on an old helicopter? Remember that? I was talking about it for years. All those SEALs died because they put them on one old helicopter. Well, nothing's too good for the first dog, Bo, who was sent to Martha's Vineyard on one of the latest aircraft in the arsenal, an Osprey. I'm not making this up. This man continues to spit in the face of America every day. And by the way, he has a full-time handler, not only for his dog, but for his basketballs. See if I'm making it up. Well, I'll slow down. It's Blue Monday on the Savage Nation. We had men like Jonas Salk when I grew up. He was a hero of mine. I remember Albert Schweitzer, Jonas Salk. These were gods to me. Where are they today? Where have they gone? Jonas Salk could have made $7 billion if he had patented his vaccine. Another man you never heard of, Eric Hoffer, one of my heroes, died about 5 years ago, MD, PhD. He discovered that niacin reduces cholesterol way before there were anti-cholesterol drugs that acted in a similar manner, which are patented and make billions of dollars for pharmaceutical companies. Yes, that's right. High doses of niacin will do the exact same thing in a less toxic manner. He also did not patent it. He gave it to humanity because he felt that mankind deserved it. The oral polio vaccine. Now, Albert Sabin came up with a polio vaccine shortly after Jonas Salk, which he said was more effective. Nobody knows if that's true. But here's the important thing to remember. Sabin also did not patent his polio vaccine. Why? Both of them donated their discoveries for the benefit of mankind. Salk developed an intravenous killed virus vaccine. Sabin developed an oral live weakened one. And so the important thing to remember is that these people saved millions of people from the horrors of polio, and they didn't make a dime off of it. Jonas Salk could have made $7 billion. Albert Sabin could have made, they say, between $1.3 and $1.7 billion. Can you believe this? Where are the Salks and the Sabins of our generation? Shall I go a step further? Where are the military leaders like General Patton in our generation? Shall I go a step further? Where are the presidents like even Dwight D. Eisenhower in my generation? Where are attorney generals of any integrity in my generation? Well, I can go on and on. I think you got the answer. But the big story to me is, well, there's many big stories. A story that's big to me is the fact that this president put his dog on an Osprey helicopter to fly him to Martha's Vineyard while he gave our Navy SEALs an old helicopter from the Vietnam era, which they died on. How in the world could this not be a news item? Remember Romney had a dog on the roof of his car, I don't know, 40 years ago? They made it a story, went on for a year. Do you remember that? Well, the rats in the media, I don't have any other word for them. They're like rats with suits on and eyes. The rats in the media, 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 the rats and mice in the media. They're not ladies and gentlemen, they're rats in the media. Have nothing to say about this dangerous situation we're in. It's getting worse by the day because they won't stop him. They won't say a word. Remember the embassy attack threat that I, from day one, said to you, I don't trust it? Do you remember that show? It came out on a Friday night, since I have the last word in talk radio every day. That Friday night, which I believe was August 2nd, we looked it up. We have the calendar here. Let's see. Okay, give you the date. The threat was August 2nd, Friday night. I came on the air, and what I said to you was this. I said I don't trust them. I have no reason to trust this government. None whatsoever. Nothing this government has ever done is instill trust in me. Do you remember what I said to you, yes or no? Raise your hand if you remember that old Professor Savage looked him right in the eye. Well, you know what came out today? That I was right. My skepticism was 100% based in fact. A high-ranking Yemeni security official has told McClatchy News that the Obama administration's recently announced terror threat, which supposedly targeted U.S. embassies, quote, had no basis in fact and was manufactured merely to dampen opposition to drone strikes. Now, what did I say to you? Do you remember what I said to you? This article just came out in InfoWars by Paul Joseph Watson. It was on the Drudge Report this morning. But I, Michael Savage, said it to you first verbally on this show 10 days ago. I want you to listen to what I said then. Listen. God bless America. I don't know if we can survive this big lie. Welcome to the program. Do you believe them? Do you believe this terror alert is real, or is it an attempt to justify Obama's spying on innocent American citizens? I'm skeptical by nature or by training. I'm a cynic by experience. And after four some odd years with this character in the White House and his charades, I frankly have no reason to believe that this terror threat is real. They're closing the embassies, so they're saying, see, now, we have to spy on you. And look what we did. We just found out that Al-Qaeda is about to attack us. We're going to save you again. So now if it doesn't happen, they'll say they stopped it. If it does happen, they'll say, well, we try to stop it. But we certainly will learn that it's important that they continue to spy on innocent American citizens. I mean, why is this threat real or not? I have to ask you again. Let me rewind the tape. You know what I'm talking about? Am I the only person in the media who is skeptical of the administration? I doubt it. Am I the only person in the media who's asking the question, is this terror alert real? By the way, you're listening to The Savage Nation. This is not a show coming in on your dental filling. You're not thinking to yourself. You're not speaking out loud. You're not thinking these thoughts. I'm thinking these thoughts, and I'm projecting them through the miracle of the microphone and electrons into your brain. I think it's still legal to ask a question in America, although I'm not certain. I guess this could be considered some kind of terrorist attack, even asking a question under Obama. But, hey, I'll ask it until it becomes illegal, then I'll follow the law. But I'm asking you again, do you believe this terror alert is real? That's what I asked on August 2nd, 2013, right on these airwaves. I asked it. I didn't trust it. As you know, there were no terror attacks, no terror events, yet the entire rat media, I'll use the word again until I have to stop using it. I will never stop using it. The rat media took a hook, line, and sinker and ran with it and spit it in our faces and told us, terror threat, terror threat, terror threat, terror threat, terror threat, embassy's closing, embassy's closing. Don't fly, terror threat, terror threat. The next day, Shane McCain and Lindsey Graham Cracker go over, I don't know where they go, to Syria, wherever, to Egypt. I said, how could there be a worldwide travel alert and they're flying? Nothing makes sense. Everything's a lie coming out of this administration. Nothing is real. The phone number is 855-400-7282. If that's not enough for you, there's much more to come right here on The Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,200 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,200 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-456-8488. That's 1-800-456-8488. 1-800-456-8488.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that carnivore wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
Pastor Lindsey Williams.
I'm 77 years of age. I feel better than I did when I was in my 50s and 60s. I was so sick, I thought I was going to die. It relates to a product that you handle right here. Folks, you positively must, after this show, you've got to click on Carnivora. They must have it in their medicine cabinet.
That's C-A-R-N-I-V-O-R-A.com. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 866-VENUS-FLY, 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com and order now.
It's the Good Guys 27th West Coast Nationals presented by Flowmaster at the Fairgrounds in Pleasanton August 23rd through the 25th. Enjoy three big days of summer hot rodding fun featuring over 3,500 classic American vehicles at our giant show and shine, including hot rods, customs, muscle cars, and trucks. Visit vendor exhibits and shop the swap meet and cars for sale corral. Plus, don't miss the mini engine display and earth-shaking Nitro Thunderfest. For tickets and details, visit good-guys.com. Good Guys, celebrating 30 years of cool cars, cool people, good times.
You know the TV show where some lucky family gets a complete home makeover absolutely free? I'm Larry Green, CEO of System Pavers, America's number one installer of interlocking paving stones and outdoor living systems. Well, System Pavers is offering a free outdoor living space design to all listeners who respond to this ad right now by calling 877-PAVE-002. Our design consultant will come to your home, shoot photos, and design your dream exterior oasis, complete with digital renderings, absolutely free. A landscape architect would charge thousands for a similar design. This season, love your home again with our beautiful interlocking paving stones, SP Turf, fire pits, custom-built in barbecues, and wonderful outdoor lighting. Act now and take advantage of our most aggressive pricing ever, and with your good credit, get 12 months no interest. Remember, this incredible free design offer is available to all listeners right now. 877-PAVE-002, 877-PAVE-002, or click systempavers.com.
Don's dream of owning a home was crushed. Don became a victim of identity theft, and he didn't even know it. And it didn't stop there. Even the business Don owned took a hit. With his credit ruined, Don couldn't even get a business loan. Nervous, confused, Don called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications identity thieves were trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut him down, helping Don avoid further disasters associated with having your identity stolen. Don found out the hard way that identity theft is so complex you can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Brian10 to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-980-2820. 800-980-2820. That's 800-980-2820.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Game on! Graton Resort and Casino wants to give you the experience of a lifetime. Win your chance to throw out the first pitch at the Giants game. Plus, watch the game from four lower box seats. Just sign up today for the Graton Rewards card at GratonResortCasino.com. Graton Resort and Casino is the Bay Area's newest place to play, and it opens this fall. Don't miss your chance to throw out the first pitch at the Giants game on August 24th. Visit GratonResortCasino.com today to sign up and win.
Mark Levin.
That even pisses me off more than conservative women not defending conservatives.
Weekdays at 3.
Just sit there and watch, smile.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
What?
You take my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill.
I guess the number one story that America is talking about tonight, at least on this show, admittedly, it's not all of America. Most of America is narcotized on medication or illegal drugs or shopping. I don't know what they're on. Sending a dog to Martha's Vineyard in an Osprey helicopter after having sent our SEALs to their death in a Vietnam-era slow-flying cow. Impeachable. Impeachable. If a man of this level of egomania and megalomania and, by the way, viciousness is not called out for this by the media, I am telling you, anything is possible in this country. Anything is possible over the next 3.5 years if this arrogant president is not forced to answer to the people. He can do anything he wants. Is that the country you want to live in? Do you want to live in a country where a crazy man could be in the White House and do anything he wants without question because the rats in the media goose-step to his commands? Well, that's not what you have yet, but you will very shortly. Somebody has to say something. And it's still legal to criticize the president, is it not? Or has that become illegal according to the Gestapo? I don't know. I don't know what's legal or illegal anymore. But, you know, I'm living like the word I'm looking for is like half 1 foot in the world, 1 foot out of the world. Living well is the best revenge? No, living well is the only thing. It's not even the best revenge. Living well is all there is. There's nothing else. Never mind living well is the best revenge. That has no meaning. That was stated by some rich old woman who inherited the money. I worked for my living. So I don't say living well is the best revenge. I say living well is, period. That's the end of the story. That's the guru. If this keeps up, I'm going to leave radio, and I'm going to set up an ashram in Oregon, and I'm just going to get robes. I'm going to get some kind of robes. No more media. No interruptions. No breaks. No stop sets. Nothing. And you can donate your house, your car, and your dog to the ashram. And we'll all sit around chanting with each other. And I'll teach you the 7 steps to happiness. That's the next incarnation. If this keeps up, I'm going to leave radio. I'm going to leave politics. Because if there's no effect upon the political world, if I have to listen to another old white man in radio complaining about Hillary Clinton one more day, I'm going to say, what's the point of all this? Have you listened to these people from morning till night? Republicans are our only hope. Democrats are our only non-hope. Republicans good, Democrats bad. All day long, every day, day in and day out, who listens to that? Without any specificity. Every day, all day long, all day long. And they wonder why talk radio is dying, except in a few small pockets like this one. This show's not dying. I have astronomical ratings. What does that tell you? I mean, many of you could be doing other things. You could be watching bad television. I don't know what you could be doing. It's late at night on the East Coast. Normal people are, I don't know what they're doing. They're in AA or something, or sexual recovery, sexual anonymity. So here you're listening to this show. You have other options. You could be on the internet. You could listen to talk radio, but say, oh, no one's listening to conservative talk radio. It's a bunch of old white men. Yeah, well, guess what? I'm proud of it. I worked for every year I have. I worked for every gray hair I have. I'm proud to be an older white male. I transfused my blood into this country. I transfused my soul into this nation. What, should I apologize? Because I don't have a tattoo on my behind? You want me to apologize because I don't wear my pants under my underwear? You want me to apologize because I can't dribble a basketball? I won't do it. I won't do it. Let them be invited to the White House. I don't care. I wouldn't go there if they invited me. I feel like Groucho Marx. I wouldn't attend the club that invited me to become a member. Yeah, I remember when Bush invited all the conservatives to the White House and I wasn't invited. And they all said, oh, no, we're not water carriers for the Republican Party. Then what were you doing in the White House? Huh? Mr. R and Mr. H and all the rest of you. You are nothing but water carriers for the White House. You always have been. That's how you got where you are. That's how you made your fortunes. You represented the status quo while pretending you didn't. So here I be, living in two worlds, a transitional state between reality and unreality. Every day I wake up and I say, am I overreacting to Obama? Are the Democrats as bad as I think? Let me take it from the point of view of skepticism of my own position. And then they do something that proves that I was 100% right. But even more so, he puts a dog on an Osprey helicopter and sends it to Martha's Vineyard at a time like this while threatening the military that because of the sequester, he's going to cut their salaries and not pay their pensions. And he gets away with it. Why? Shall I say why? Have I not said it enough times to you? Beware the government media complex. Beware the media government complex. Yeah, well, okay, well, I said it to you. So what do? I do the show the best I can. People come up to me, smart people, successful people who've worked for every dime they have. And they say to me, I can't take it anymore. I'm depressed. And I say, leave me alone. I do this for a living. I don't want to talk about it. I can't talk about it off the air. I try to turn it off. I can literally turn it off like a switch now. I would have died a long time ago if I didn't have that capacity. But I give you 1,000 volts when I'm on the air. I give you 1,000 volts of my genius and my energy on this radio show, and then I turn it off. Otherwise, if you think I do this 24 hours a day, I would have been dead a long time ago. I have a switch in my head. I try to turn it off. So what do I do in my spare time? Well, I had calamari Friday night. Great calamari. I could talk about food. Let's see, I worked on my Jaguar with a mechanic. The car backfired and quit while I was driving it. The old 1970 piece of English garbage that I bought. And that's number two. Looks beautiful. Typical English machinery. Looks good but doesn't run. Let's see, what else was I doing? Remember the old joke? You should have a German car. And you remember that one, how that goes? Italian food, German car. I don't know how it goes. You don't want an Italian mechanic, I'll tell you that. You don't want a German chef, that's for sure. And you don't want an English chef, that's for sure. In fact, you don't want a chef at all. So it comes out today that a high-ranking Yemeni official, speaking on the condition of anonymity, said that this threat had no basis in fact, with the source bemusedly attributing, quote, media reports about imminent terror strikes to a single official's comments, which he cast as a misguided attempt at shifting public opinion in the face of increasing and unpopular American drone strikes. So what did I say to you? I said, what, one moron in the Middle East sent an email and they all needed a box of depends and shot embassies? No, that's not why they did it. They did it to scare you so you'd think that their spying on Americans was necessary. I was right, you're wrong. That's all. It's that simple.
Savage.
Two out of three Americans say they no longer trust the government, and for very good reasons. A stalled economy, the weakening dollar, a central bank that doesn't know when to quit recklessly throwing our children's money at unfixable problems. Whom can you trust? How about your own common sense to start with? If you ran your home like the government, spending twice your income, you'd be broke overnight. Will politicians spend us off the fiscal cliff? That's the subject of an amazing book, The Great Debasement, I've been telling you about all year by my friend Craig Smith. I recommend reading this book for your children's sake. Call now, 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? It's free. 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. You get a free review copy of The Great Debasement, The 100-Year Dying of the Dollar, and How to Get America's Money Back. Why don't you learn from history so we don't repeat it? Discover the key to entering a new golden age instead of a new dark age. If you never did it before, do it for me. 800-289-2646. This is truth you can trust.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowler, Sound Talk 560 KSFO. California authorities say a man suspected of abducting a 16-year-old family friend after killing her mother and younger brother opened fire once or twice with a rifle before he was killed by FBI gunfire in the Idaho wilderness. San Diego County Sheriff Bill Gore says Hannah Anderson is recovering with family in San Diego. Brett Anderson says his daughter faces a long recovery. Authorities say a 57-year-old man has died after his jet ski crashed into another vessel near Bethel Island in Contra Costa County. The crash occurred around 1:45 yesterday afternoon. A sheriff spokesman says the victim was standing on his jet ski when it crashed. Taking a look at the roadways, have road work going in for Castro Valley, westbound 580 Eden Canyon Road. That caused some big backups last week. Look for delays tonight as well. Southbound 680 connector to southbound 780. We have an accident being reported. I'm Dave Fouch, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
If you can't pay your taxes, you have valuable rights and options, but those rights and options also come with expiration dates, and it would be a tragedy if you missed them and had to pay taxes that you could have legally avoided. Let us exercise your rights for you. Let us represent you in getting the government to return money that they've seized or that you've given them if you legally qualify. Avoid the government seizing your or your spouse's income and assets or going to your customers demanding your money. Legally avoid paying at all, or just pay part of what you owe, or pay only in monthly installments if you qualify. We can represent you in a special government hearing or with the court if you exercise your rights, but only if you do so within the time prescribed by law. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz with over 30 years of tax experience. Call me at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-T-A-X-D-E-A-L. 888-TAX-DEAL.
For a fast, accurate temperature reading, nothing beats the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Here's what a real Exergen customer had to say.
This works great. My doctor's office uses the same brand and recommended this one to me. I love that I can check my baby's temperature when sleeping because he stays asleep.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is backed by over 50 published medical studies, more than any other thermometer, and is used and recommended by more medical professionals everywhere, giving you the peace of mind that you're getting the best. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Donate your vehicle and you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
How would you like to put an extra $10,000 to $15,000 in your pocket every single month? Hi, I'm Jeff Adams, America's number one real estate trainer and best-selling author. Not that long ago, I was a full-time fireman struggling to make ends meet and $250,000 in debt. Then I developed my flipping houses for quick cash formula, and now I'm a multimillionaire. As a fireman, I saved countless lives. Now I save financial lives, and I want to help you. For a limited time, I would like to give anyone that calls a free copy of my special report, Flipping Houses for Quick Cash. In this free report, I'll show you how to flip one house in your area in the next 90 days and make up to $50,000 in profit. By using my formula, you won't need cash or credit. You'll just need access to my innovative in-house financing program.
Call 1-800-770-1935 now to get your free report, and Jeff will give you two free tickets to one of his upcoming workshops in your area, where Jeff and his team will personally teach you his formula for quick cash profits. Call 800-770-1935. 800-770-1935.
If it sounds confusing to you, let me acknowledge. It is confusing.
Mike Huckabee.
And that is the problem with the American tax system.
On Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Heaven is German cars, British policy, French food, Italian romance, and Swiss organization. They say hell is German police, British food, French cars, Swiss romance, and Italian organization. I agree with it. I'm in a certain age where I've tried all of that. Well, not Italian romance, unless you're eating, you say, eating calamari on a Friday night. That's good. That would be Italian. The closest I came to Italian romance. German cars, yes, they're the best. British policy. What's so good about British policy? British policy is as bad as their food and as bad as their cars. I mean, British policy and British food is the same thing as their British machines. French cars might be worse than British cars. I'm not quite sure. Who drives a French car anymore? What was the last time anyone wants to buy a French car? Who wants to buy a French car? What do they make that anyone wants? Nothing. They have an attitude. All they have is an accent and an attitude. Everyone's pouting and on antidepressants. That's all they have is they project angst. If you can, I mean, if you can sell angst in a bottle, I'm sure that some of the 18-year-old Verners out there would buy it, you know, and sprinkle it on their head to see if they can meet a girl at a sorority dance. What do you need? Angst in a bottle. The French export nothing but angst. The Swiss, what can you talk about? That's it. So then the boat, wait, there's more. I'll do politics again in a minute. I knew this would happen. I already told you that Obama put his dog on an Osprey helicopter and the media isn't reporting on it. It's a gross violation of decency and humanity. But since right now the Attorney General, appointed by him, is in San Francisco, wining and dining with the worst minds of our generation, the American Bar Association, stiffing taxi drivers, stiffing waiters. I could just imagine the calls I'm going to get when they leave. They have to be the worst tippers in America, the lawyers, lower than doctors. Lawyers from the ABA, the ones who talk about the poor, you know they stiff waiters. You know that. So here we are, polio vaccine, this and that, terror alert, I told you so. Maybe I should have you ask me questions since I know the answers to most everything. I mean, there's a report out that says an official from Yemen said the embassy attack threat had no basis in fact. I told you that the night of the announcement. I was right. Now we read that the clowns coming from Mexico are flooding the system saying that they're afraid of the cartels and they're being put up in hotels at your expense. Me afraid of a cartel? All right, put them up in a Holiday Inn. There's a massive influx of clowns coming from Mexico. They have keywords to flood the system. They game the system. They've been told by the ACLU and La Raza. They've been told by La Raza that all they have to do is say that they're seeking asylum because me afraid of cartel. Bingo. They have to put the clowns into hotels now on the border. You hear your country that you're living in? Wait, it gets even worse. Interior Secretary Sally Jewell, whoever this moron is, said it, she does not want any climate change deniers in her department. Is this a fascist dictatorship where you mean you can't have any skepticism? You have to salute it? You're all sitting in a fur coat shivering in the middle of a global cooling, and you say that I don't believe in global warming and what? You can't be in that moron's department?
Anyway, that's that.
Now, you know, this leads us to this discussion on the Savage Nation about the low level of politicians that America seems to attract. I don't know if this is the same worldwide. I know that some of the worst people on the planet have become politicians. Hitler, Mussolini, Napoleon, Stalin come to mind, Pol Pot. They were politicians. Now, you say, well, okay, that was then, this is now. I remember when I was in graduate school, there was a, I don't know what she was, a college professor. And there were many discussions with us grad students, and one of them was how the political world never attracted the best people. She said with a sneer, people, let's say, of the alpha level never go into politics. By and large, it's people at a much lower level. Now, I don't know whether she was probably a very liberal woman, but it didn't matter, but it's still true. I'm going to give you an example. We'll talk about the alpha and omega of people. People, you've got Anthony Weiner, a sick man, a very ill man. He belongs in a mental hospital. He's still running for office. He has no shame. Mommy and daddy never taught him he could do wrong. He says he's going to restore discipline in our schools. Any sane man would have withdrawn and never be seen from again. He would have opened a Carvel stand in Mongolia rather than continue with this. But, okay, now you have the opposite of Anthony Weiner in a man like Jonas Salk, who discovered the polio vaccine and did not patent it. He wanted to donate it for humanity. I don't think you see, there are no men like that left in the world anymore. Forbes had a great article. How much money did Jonas Salk potentially forfeit by not patenting the polio vaccine? Now, compare a Jonas Salk to an Anthony Weiner on one scale of the alpha and omega of human beings. And now let's look at the Jonas Salk who gave away a thing like that compared with all of the greed balls in the universities today who give nothing to the betterment of humankind. It's all about getting ahead at the public dime. Jonas Salk, did not patent the polio vaccine. Did you know that? He would have been richer by $7 billion if he had patented his vaccine. The phone number here, I got to give that out, 855-400-7282 on this Blue Monday. 855-400-7282. I know many of you say, you know what, Mike, it's summer. Can we have some childhood stories such as Love by the Sewer Plant, or let us say, everyone asks me about Dead Man's Pants. I actually wore them, and I suppose one day I'll wear them again, as will we all. But the thing is I actually wore Dead Man's Pants. People love childhood stories. Remember this wonderful man, Obama, the basketball player in the White House, who sent our Navy SEALs to their doom in an old helicopter, a Vietnam-era helicopter? Remember that little story? He killed more Navy SEALs either through incompetence or God knows why else by packing them all aboard an old helicopter, not a Huey, excuse me, an old fat slow-flying Sea Cow, and it was shot down, or it was shot down from within. We don't know. Obama did that to them. He put him on old equipment, right? Do you know how he sent his dog to Martha's Vineyard? After he flew there on Air Force One, after his wife and kids flew there on Air Force Two, this guy had the nerve to send Bo, a dog, to Martha's Vineyard aboard one of the latest combat aircraft in our arsenal, an Osprey. I'm not making this up. Any other president would be impeached on the spot for such a slap in the face to our military and to the nation. Let me repeat it. All of you good liberals, you should be ashamed of yourselves, but you have no shame. You're just like Anthony Weiner. You're all on medication one way or the other. Either you're on marijuana or you're on antipsychotic medication. Your boss, Barack Obama, your hero, Chairman Mao Obama, took his dog and sent him to Martha's Vineyard aboard an Osprey helicopter. That's after the SEALs were sent to their death aboard a Vietnam-era helicopter. No, things are not really that good in America. They've never been worse. Never in history have we had such low lives in such high places. Never in the history of this country have we had so many low lives in such high places. It's shocking. Again, I got to tell you, I wake up every day and say, maybe I'm overly harsh. Maybe I'm being paranoid. Maybe Obama's not really as negative as I think he is. Maybe I'm projecting my view of him on him when it's not really him. I ask myself this every day. I ask the question to myself every day. I dare ask it. I don't have to get up here and tell you I'm 100% sure that what I'm telling you is true. I'll let you decide that. So I'll say to you again, I ask myself every day, maybe the guy really is an altruist. Maybe he really does care about America. Maybe he really does care about the downtrodden And yet every day I see evidence to the contrary. I use a key word, evidence to the contrary. Evidence is the operational word. How can you sit there and believe for one more minute that this charlatan, this fraud, this con man in the White House cares anything about anyone but himself when he spits in the face of America and the troops by sending a dog to Martha's Vineyard aboard an Osprey helicopter? Doesn't it offend you? No, I think America's past offense. If we could have a low-life sewer rat like Anthony Weiner still running for office, if we could have a gutter rat like Anthony Weiner not withdrawing from the race, what do you expect from any of them? Here's another schmuck in New York, Peter King. For years, I thought the guy was typical pal, Irish type, steam-fitter type, longshoreman, loved him. Then all of a sudden, he started to go to the left over the last 6 months. Then he starts to support spying on Americans. Then he calls Snowden a traitor. Now the schmuck, Peter King, thinks he can be president. I swear to God. What are these people doing? Where do they eat? I'd like to be able to eat in the same restaurant. I'd like to know what they're drinking to get their minds in such a state that they could think anybody would ever vote for them. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This could cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest price. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-358-7946 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-358-7946. Call 800-358-7946. That's 800-358-7946. Again, 800-358-7946.
It's Michael Savage. You know me. You know I don't mince words. Sure, people may not always agree with me, but it's hard to not agree with being prepared for natural disasters, blackouts, extreme weather, and even unemployment. Look, people, you can't always avoid emergencies, but you can do what I do. Go to wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com has an amazing variety of individually wrapped meals that anyone can prepare in minutes, even children, with just a little water. And best of all, they taste great now, and they'll continue to taste great for 25 years. So visit wisefoodstorage.com/savage to get a free sample and access to our exclusive Michael Savage offers. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE, and you will get free shipping. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. Or call them, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE. Don't be caught unprepared. Be ready with wisefoodstorage.com right now.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life Agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-914-2995 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-914-2995. 1-800-914-2995. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. I've got some important economic news. The economy is slowly improving, and we saw evidence of this on May 22nd in a speech from Ben Bernanke, the chairman of the Federal Reserve. When the economy improves, prices tend to rise. And when prices rise, mortgage interest rates usually follow. So if you've considered refinancing your home, you'd better act fast, even if you're underwater. If your current mortgage is higher than 4.75%, or if you owe more on your home than it's worth, call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN. Quicken Loans Insurance has helped hundreds of thousands of underwater homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP, the government's home affordable refinance program. But there are millions more of you out there who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. Are you one of them? Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 4.75%, or if you owe more on your home than it's worth, call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. We're engineered to amaze.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 1-800-620-4646 because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free, get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 1-800-620-4646. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Visit GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-620-4646. That's 1-800-620-4646.
$5 trillion in debt. $5 trillion.
Mark Levin.
Obama is a human wrecking ball.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
I go to North Beach, to a little place in North Beach in San Francisco. Little place. And on Fridays they serve halibut and calamari. Their favorite is a famous dish on Fridays. Only Fridays. So I had a relative who flew in. We went up there. The halibut came coming. You got to hear the story because I want to talk about it for a minute. I don't think there's a place like this left in America. The owner's a younger Sicilian man. I've seen him there 10 years, a great guy. And it's a touristy place, a small place, very inexpensive, not fancy. No white tablecloths, rickety tables. The kind of place I grew up eating in, okay, like a Romeo spaghetti for 49 cents. That's why I like it. And it's right on the middle, right on Columbus Avenue. You can sit there and have a beer and look out the window. So I'm eating there. So I met the fisherman, another Sicilian guy, maybe a 50-inch neck on him, was sitting at the counter one night when I was there about 2 months ago, and he introduced himself and blah, 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 and he showed me a picture of his fishing boat, how proud he was of it, how he goes out, and he showed me, he says, yes, I sold him 140 pounds of halibut on Wednesday. This is the freshest fish you're going to find in the city, and I know it is. And the calamari, I asked him, this is an important story to me because I'm a foodie. I said to him, I said, is your calamari from Monterey or is it from Asia? Because I will not eat Asian calamari. I won't eat Asian seafood. Ever. No, no shrimp, no fish, nothing. Nothing from Korea, nothing from Vietnam, never. No sewer shrimp. He says, of course, Michael. I come from Monterey. I buy 120-pound every Thursday. And he goes through the whole 120 pounds on Friday, and it's gone. You can't get it Saturday. So he made it for me, not fried. He sauteed it in a certain sauce, put it on the table like in a dish for the four of us, two of my friends and my relative. Oh, my God, it was like the old days of food. The calamari tasted sweet. What you're eating is not food anymore. You're eating polluted renderings of animal products in most restaurants. So anyway, I mean, I was so good. When I have a good meal, I feel good for 2 days. So I'm saying, well, what do you do? In the middle of that, and I say to my friends, I don't want to talk about politics at dinner, and I usually don't. We turn it off. I can't do it. It's like a, you know, that's it. I don't want to talk about it. I'm here to have a beer and, you know. Well, what do you want to talk about if you want to talk about politics? That's what you do for a living. Let's talk about seafood. Let's talk about great meals of the past in North Beach going back to the 1970s. Let's talk about the fact that this is a remnant of the best part of America. That's what I did. Then the car was a lot of fun. I haven't had a car break down on me since I'm 18 years old with a Chrysler New Yorker with the engine blew up. Why do I buy an old car to begin with? Because I needed trouble. People say to me, what'd you buy a Jack for? You have new cars. I said, I needed trouble. They ran too well. And they laugh. Well, I needed trouble. That's why I bought it. That dealer, I'd like to hang him if I could find him. Anyway, forget about it. It didn't matter. It blew up. I heard a backfire. Here's how things go in life. And I never forget what my father said to me. Just when you think everything is going well in your life, he was so cynical and skeptical. being an immigrant, he worked so hard, you know, he got his butt kicked all of his life. He said to me, just when you think everything is going well in your life, something will go drastically wrong. I said, come on, you know, leave me alone. You know, I was a young guy. I wanted to move ahead in life. I knew that with that attitude, I'd get nowhere. He was right. Just as I'm sailing along, had a dinner, a lunch alone on Sunday, I think, put the top down. The weather was getting warm. I said, you know what? Maybe I was a little skeptical. It's like Obama. Maybe I'm being overly skeptical about this old Jag. Look at that. It's running well. I put parts in and this has been running. I'm on the highway. I'm doing 55, 60. Look at that. Nothing. It's fine. Look at that. I felt good. The dog was on the right side. Teddy was there. Suddenly it was a Walt Disney movie. The sky was blue. The clouds were white. The road was great. Everything was paved well. I was even happy with the Italian road builders in America. Things were so good at that moment that I had pride in the Italians who build our roads here in the Bay Area. I said, you got to hand it to them. I said, the cost overruns maybe 12,000%, but the highways are beautiful. They know how to pave. It goes back to Roman times. All roads lead to Rome. I said, certain groups are experts in certain things, so there's a cost overrun. I said, you get another moron, he'll do it for a lower price. The road won't be paved right, or it won't be banked right. I'm sailing along. The roads are good. The car is good. The dog is good. The sky is good. My legs are good. My head is good. My hands are good. All aboard. Pull off the highway, pull up the road, da-da-da, hand is out the window. All of a sudden, a bang, a backfire. I thought the car blew up. I roll to a stop and say, oh, my God, what am I going to do now with an old heap like this? I didn't even know what to do. So I said, all right, here's what you're going to do. You're going to start the engine and see if it runs. Start the engine, and it ran. And I drove it home, and I called a mechanic. His name is not Tony. And he'll be here tomorrow to adjust the timing and the carbs, the three carbs and the timing, and the this and the points and the plugs and this and that, the points, the plugs, the rotor, the condenser that I remember from when I was 17 driving old heaps. So, well, that's a lot of fun. You can sense August. You can sense fall already. I mean, you can't really in the East Coast because it's very hot still. I can already sense autumn. I'm looking forward to the holidays in September. Then I already feel the season, darkness at night. It's nice to do a radio show in the middle of the night. When I started this new schedule, I thought I would die. I could never believe the stress on my decades on Earth, how hard this was. To start all over when I was a certain age already and take a later slot than I had before, but you don't know what's coming. I'm not going to tell you either. You have no one knows what's coming. All I can tell you is I'm looking forward to Christmas. Let's put it to you that way. And it's going to be, I hope, heavenly for all of you. It's going to be a shock heard around the radio world. So I'm looking forward to Christmas. So I'm already, you know, I hear Gene Autry. I hear all of it. I love it. This year I think I'm going to treat myself. I'm meaning to do this before I die. I don't have like a bucket list. I don't like the phrase bucket list. It was a good movie. But something I've wanted to do was go to Vienna in the winter, in the snow, to see the the Vienna Philharmonic playing, well, I'm not sure which piece yet. I wanted to see the Vienna Philharmonic in the winter, in the snow. Is that a bad idea to do that for the winter? Like certain clothing clogging around in the streets of Vienna, listening to the Vienna Philharmonic. Yeah, I would have certain cognac. I know what I would drink. Eat a heavy meat meal like mutton, some kind of mutton. No, veal. Veal Milanese in Vienna. No, I'm going to go there for a couple of nights. That's what I want to do. I won't do it. I never go anywhere. I have this fantasy. Because I live in the best place in the world. Aside from the politics, the bums, the crackheads, the maniacs, wherever you turn, it's a beautiful place to live, San Francisco. The weather is unbelievable. I've been wearing winter clothes the entire summer. This goes beyond the Mark Twain. I never spent a colder winter than a summer in San Francisco. No, this is beyond that. This has been like frigidity. You need like a bed heater, three covers, and flannel pajamas at night, which I love, so I don't go anywhere. Why would I want to go anywhere? Well, if you like heat, go. God bless you. I melt in the heat. I'm a northern animal. I'm a northern European stock and ancestry. At least in the last millennia, I would assume. I wouldn't know anything before the last millennia. I can't speak about B.C., I don't know where my ancestors may have come from before Jesus walked the earth. But I would say in the last 1,000 years, I'm of northern European stock. I have extremely white skin. I detest the sunlight. I'm not an albino, but I don't like the sun. I hate it. It gets me sick. I like that it's there. I like that it's out there, but I don't want to be in it. I wear long-sleeve shirts in the sun and a wide-brim hat. I try not to expose my skin because there were years I lived in the tropics. I mean, what, 8, 10 times already with the skin removal from the sadistic dermatologists? It's enough. So anyway, I mean, I'm looking forward to the winter, frankly. I may do that in the winter. Maybe then one trip to Lake Tahoe, two, the cabin, the water, an off-sea update. That's it, and life goes on. It's like seasonal cycles. You know, we grow too soon old, too late smart. After many a summer dies the swan, etc., and so on. San Francisco is what Hemingway called Paris, a movable feast if you know where to go. If you stay out of the tourist trap, if you avoid the fake restaurants with all of the poseurs, and you go to the old Italian restaurants and the cheap Chinese restaurants, if you know where to go, it is heaven.
Savage.